Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Everything's all good. Few things I want to get to. There's a big race out here in Bakersfield this weekend. Hopefully we're going to get some guys calling in, giving us some race reports up there. Some grudge stuff going on. Some birthday wishes I got to give shout-outs to. I got my boys on the line. Kev, you there?
What's happening, baby boy?
What's going on? Tyson, you there, my brother?
Hey, yo, what's happening?
Oh, man, well, you know, sunny Southern California. I don't need to say no more.
Boy, don't feel bad, hey. Hey, it's all good. I smell some rubber today, so I feel all right.
Yeah, you know, it must be in the air because I got the car on the trailer just in case I get a phone call later tonight to break somebody off. So... Yeah, man, it's...
I've been working on my
race, too. Oh, nice. See, everybody, you know, it just must be that time of starting to warm up out there in Detroit, huh?
Yeah, track was open today.
Oh, so, really? Oh, taking out all comers. Which track was Milan open today?
Yeah.
Oh, cool! Did they ever get all that stuff all aired out?
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff aired out. They having a Grudge Inc. Event there May 4th.
What?
Yep, Peso Production and teamed up with Never Scared Wayne and they got a big event going on May 4th, Grudge Inc.
Wow. So everything is all cool with the Adams family and all them?
I believe so. You know, I guess they buried their hatchets. I think maybe about 2 weeks ago, they had a meeting and, you know, had everybody come down and voice their complaints, what they can do better. So I guess, you know, everything working to the good, you know.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad they worked things out, man. Because, like I said, you know, I don't know being in the way everybody else knows are out there in Detroit. Like I said, I know when I was out there, man, she treated me with respect. And, I mean,
Well, you know, it's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's in our own backyard, you know, so, you know, a lot of people really can't afford to keep traveling and going different places. So somewhere in your own backyard, you can get out and have fun. Ain't got to spend a ton of money, you know, and enjoy yourself. So, you know,
and,
it's a good thing.
Everybody,
you know?
Everybody knows that track, Hooks.
Oh, yeah, mine work.
Oh, well, that's good, man. Well, now you guys got all kinds of places to do them. That doesn't interfere with Tony's race, though, does it?
No, his no, I don't interfere with his race. No. So yeah, you know, it's a good thing, you know.
Well, that's always good. We have some issues out here with my partner, and we touched base about that he rolled his car at Irwindale.
Uh-huh.
And if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go on my Facebook and you'll see, because I have it on my, because somebody videotaped it. And you know,
he made it. You all right? Everything good?
Oh yeah. No, he's fine. You know, he ended up on top of the car,
uh-huh.
Loose of the car at the end. But you know, it was he already had the car slowed down. But you know, when you unload the tires, how you start to get the wash in it.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I mean, this car leaves dead nuts. You know, it's a good working car that he's got. To have this guy, and it's the announcer there who says, oh, it was driver error. I had a few words with him on Facebook. You know me when I get on my tirades. And you know what? I just had to say my piece, because I've known this guy for 30 years. We went to junior high school together. He built the Vega for me. You know, he put the whole car together. So if you're gonna blame somebody, that's who you gotta blame, Tyson. You know, and he's the one who put me on the map with that Vega. And so, you know, it's like. To go and say this is driver error, it was bullshit. It was a bullshit call. And like I said to him, you know, if you don't know all the facts, the best thing to do is just shut up.
Right.
You know, if you're going to say something stupid like driver error, you're not in the car, you're not driving on the track, you don't know what happened. Hey, you know what? Maybe it is driver error. But if he tells me something different, you know, I'm going to back what he says. But three cars crashed that night.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I can't believe everybody's losing talent.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
He's good, though. He's okay. He's already got another car.
Oh, okay. That's good. As long as he got right.
That's
the main thing.
He
got right. You know what I mean? That's a good thing.
He was a little dizzy, but, you know, he's in good shape.
Might be a little sore, but you'd rather be sore than, you know,
nothing
at all.
No, he's all good, man. He's all good.
Oh, okay.
Then,
that's cool.
I was down at CPR yesterday getting some fuel, and I was telling them about the car that DJ Grant was talking about. Where that guy came on, I forgot his name. I didn't write it down. But DJ will probably call in. I can just put a little word out. Oh, watch it. Oh, DJ, can you please call in? Watch, I ain't even going to call. But he's going to be in a few seconds.
You got to say his name three times like Candyman.
Yeah.
And he'll appear on the phone.
No, it's like exactly. You got to click your heels and say, there's nothing like DJ. There's nothing like DJ. There's nothing like DJ. Watch, he's going to pop up on my screen. But you know what? Real quick.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah. You know, I gotta give this quick shout out real fast, man. It's a friend of mine's birthday. She's in New Jersey. Her name is Jer. And I'm telling you, man, it's her birthday. Happy birthday! I think she's in Atlantic City, burning that place down right now. Man, this girl, I swear, she is so beautiful, man. She puts these pictures up, and I'm just like, damn. And this is the only time you catch me. In back east, in the snow, in flip flops was to pay this girl a visit. That I would go out there for. How cold it would be. She's that freaking gorgeous, man. I'm telling you. She's one of them girls, man. The fish stop swimming when she walks into a room, man. She's absolutely beautiful.
A pretty woman makes you do some strange things.
You know, now here's the thing, man. I forgot what that show is when they got those people on there living in that house in New Jersey. Well, with that Snooki, and she's like that little orange Oompa bitch.
Jersey Shore or something like that.
You know what? This girl, the birthday girl, she should be on that show and get rid of the little Oompa Loompa, man. I mean, God, I don't know. That show makes New Jersey people look bad, and I'll tell you why. Because when I used to race motocross, and I go back east and race there, and we raced at Giant Stadium, those people in New Jersey were some of the coolest people, like they knew me. I went and had pizza with some fans I didn't even know because they said, oh, there's a great pizza place over here. You should come. So I went. Me and a couple of people went. We had the time of our lives there, man. I love the people in New Jersey. At Jersey Shore, man, that really fucked up. That sent New Jersey back into the Stone Age because I'm telling you, there might be some people like that, but the normal people are nothing like that, man. So, happy birthday, baby girl. Try to leave some of Atlantic City for the other people to burn down. I hope you have a great night. Make us millions and millions of dollars. All about the money.
Think of me. Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly, man. Just one time for Tail, man. Smack that machine one time for Tail. Throw them to kiss them dice and say, here you go, Tail. Bam. One down for me.
So what's going on out there in Cali, man?
Well, here's what's going on in Cali right now. Besides our sunshine, we won't talk about our sunshine right now because I don't want to do that. NMCA race is up in Bakersfield.
In a hurry?
No.
Bakersfield.
NMCA.
Okay.
NMCA.
Oh, the NMCA.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and they're all up there right now. CPR is probably up there. And those guys, they were getting ready for that.
Okay.
Getting back to what I was telling them about DJs, about the race, you know, the DJ was talking about with that guy. Now, when he said a Z, was he talking about a Z28 or was he talking about like a 280Z?
You know what? I don't know.
He said it was on 26s, so I just assumed it was a 280Z.
I don't even know.
Yeah, he said it was on street tires, on regular street tires.
Oh. He was going to run DJ with?
No. He's DJ's friend. He wanted to run my buddies out here, CPR, with their little 280Z.
Oh, okay. No, I don't quite remember what he said, what he had, you know.
Now, you know, the thing is like, these guys, they're down for racing. They're, you know, if they come out, they're probably bringing all four of their cars when they come out. It's just, and part of me can understand their side of it, but I know, no matter where we go, we're going to get action. We'll get some races out there. Maybe we ain't going to have four or five races locked in. But
right.
You know what? We'll definitely get a – I mean, there's absolutely no way we cannot get a race out there. We'll get something, no matter what event we've been. I'm trying to explain that to these guys. I think once they venture out, you know, for the first time and you know, see what's up, and
yeah, see what's
I think – I think they'll, you know, they're gonna want to go. They're gonna want to come out and get
all
after.
All you do is come out one good time to one event and actually see what actually go down. Then you know that might change their mind. Like, damn, all right, so we can come and get some race.
But you know what, though, too, Tyson, it's the people. You know, you hear all the John on the radio and stuff like that is one thing. But you know, it's the people out there. You spend more time with the people in the pits than you do on the track. That's only going to last for a few seconds. And that's what I really enjoy, man. You know, I really enjoy hanging out there. You know, and for me, I was just walking around back and forth and seeing what kind of mischief I could get into, looking at all the cars. And, you know, I think next time I do it, I'm just going to come out like in tennis shoes or something like that, because everybody figured out who I was. I couldn't even go into somebody's camp and just listen.
Yeah,
I couldn't even eavesdrop.
They look out at them bunions. They know who you were. Oh, that shit. You got a point. You got bone flip-flops with a point.
I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to come out with like a little wear beanie, some baggy long jeans. And tennis shoes, man. Going cognito.
You're going back to Lone Stock.
Yeah. Lone
Stock, what they call it.
Yes, baby. Hey, I don't know if you guys were listening or not, but I tried something different, man, because that music that they have you when you're on hold, that music's hideous, man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't deal with it anymore, man. It just drove me up the effing wall. So I tried to play a song tonight.
Whose music is hideous? You know whose music is hideous?
Whose music?
James Burns. He need to change that old 1972 porn star music, man. Man, you be on this show, man. You think you listen to a whole porn star movie, man?
Nah, dude. I try to change it up a little bit, man. I put a song on by Brick, man. Let me see if I can punch it in. Some of you, can you hear that?
Can you hear what?
Can you hear that song?
No, we barely can hear it.
Wow. Maybe nobody could hear. I was trying to figure out a way how to plumb that music through, so nobody had to listen to that on hold music. Man, I'd rather listen to elevator music. That shit's worse than elevator. I'll have to talk to Jay about that.
Jay got terrible music. I'm telling you, it sounds like old porn star music.
Is it worse than the whole music you got to listen to?
Hey, Sean, lock up the trailer.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
Oh, man.
If you listen to it, you'd be like, damn, he was right. It sounds like an old porn star movie.
Get out. Hey, so any reports on Tom McDonald's show, how'd it go this weekend for him? They're probably still pounding out there.
Yeah, they're probably still pounding. I know Wick was on Mississippi Joe's show, and he was already down there, but he ain't got the big car with him. He ain't got King Kong. He got King Kong Jr. and the Predator car, I believe.
Well, let me go to the phone lines right now. Get Uncle Larry.
Hey.
He's out here right now, man. Uncle Larry got the down low. Uncle Larry, your mic is live, baby. Larry, you there, baby? Larry.
Larry eats some of that good old popcorn over there in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm a popcorn. He can't hear you.
Yeah. I got him, man. I got him on. His mic's open. Larry, you there, babe?
He must got his phone on mute or something.
Well, we'll go to our next call real quick. We got 313-7173. We got.
What up, Tayo?
Hey, what's up?
Miss Shake and Bake, what up, man?
What's going on, Shake?
You all right?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Yeah, don't talk about that nice butter, man. I don't like that. We ain't got no real serious heat yet.
Oh, it's coming. I'll send some out. I'll put some in a mic.
Yeah.
What's up, Shake and Bake?
What's going on, Todd? You all right?
Oh, man, I'm taking this out, mate. Doing a good job of doing it, though.
Did you go to the track today?
Huh?
Did you go to the track?
No, I ain't go.
They was calling
me,
though.
Little too cold. I figured what they wasn't gonna be doing too much anyway, so I take a rain check.
How cold is it out there? Notice how I didn't say how hot. How cold is it?
Well, we've been in the 50s, you know, 60s. You know, it's trying to creep up.
Yeah, it's just that wind keep blowing, man.
That wind.
Yeah.
Today we was a little cold, chilly, but I think this week it's supposed to be in the upper 60s. But yeah, I'm trying to think of hopefully it's going to break.
Yeah, bring it on. Shoot.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? Where are you hiding out at?
Oh, man, I'm out of town. I just got done. Lee and Sean, we was out of town messing around with the car.
Oh. Getting that thing ready?
Trying to. He been driving.
Nice.
He doing good. Anybody know if Michigan winning or what's happening, guys?
On the basketball
I don't even
game?
Know, man. I'm at work right now.
Chuck, you always at work, man.
Got to make
that money.
Do you ever go home?
Half
Chuck.
The time.
Chuck, do you go home?
This is home for me, shit.
Hey, Shake.
Yeah.
Can I borrow that motor you got?
You planning on winning some money with it?
Hey, as long as you own it, I know I'm going to win some money with it.
All right, just bring me back 30%. That's all I ask for.
Yes, sir.
That ain't asking for too much.
No, sir. That's a good business deal, right?
Yep.
So, hey, listen, I'm doing this thing right now with the car count right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have nine possible cars coming out there.
Nine
possible cars to make the trip out there when we come. The problem is some of them want to go in June. Some of them want to go in July. So, as governor, I just might have to make a corporate decision. I don't know.
Hey, Theo.
Yeah.
There ain't no damn fake.
What's that? Oh,
hey,
my Vegas coming, baby. My Vegas coming. So you get your next spray can ready? It's coming, man. It'll be coming when I come out. I can't stand on the sideline no more.
Hey, guess who's on the show tonight? On Tricky Ricky show.
Who?
Long Island Joe. He was on there. I talked to him. The Black Mamba. They backing up and running this year. They looking for Red Riding Hood. Long Island Joe coming out June 15th.
Does Long Island Joe have a Vegas?
Yep, he got that.
Oh, shit.
That's a bad motherfucker.
My money's already on him just because he got a Vega. I don't even care if there's a motor in it. I'm betting on the Vega. I'm betting with the Vega.
Yeah, he's coming. Coming to Boston, New York said they was coming. Tricky Ricky's coming.
Now, Teo, that's prejudice. Just because he got a Vega.
Well, I got to bet with the money. Wait a minute now. Come on now. You said you got to make that money, right? Wasn't them words right out of your mouth? Got to make
money. Hey,
that's what I got to do, man. I got to make that money. I got to go with the winner.
Okay. Follow your dream, man. Follow your dream.
That's it, baby. That's it. Man, I'm either going to win or I'm going to lose.
You go, what?
Feeling kind of lucky tonight, huh?
I'm always feeling lucky. I don't know why I keep calling her lucky, but I know I'm always feeling lucky. But now, yeah, and we might have a with these nine cars, and there might be a few coming down from Northern California too. We might be coming out there with the Prime Time Players, man. That's the name of this group, Prime Time Players.
Hey, they should put something together for them guys to come in long distance so it won't be, you know, a wasted trip. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Once, I think, Jake, once we find out, you know, who's actually going to commit to do what, then we're going to get on the air. We're going to sit and figure out who's going to race who, and we're going to see who we're going to go after and do that. You know, so everybody's, because see, we're already in our race season. We've been in our race season from February, early February. So getting these guys to come out and come on and, you know, do this.
Like pulling teeth, huh?
Well, it's. I think they want to. I think a lot of people are tired going round after round after round after round for a purse of $800. You know, $550. Where this is a one-time deal. You know, you raise somebody, go out and get your money. You know, if you lose the first round or the second round or the third round, yeah, you know, you got to go a few rounds, but you ain't getting no money. Take a chance, throw it up on the line, and see where it falls.
That's simple.
It saves you on a whole lot of parts. Yeah. Wear and tear is a huge, especially with all the stuff that everybody's putting in these motors, all the nitrous and the boost and shoot.
Yeah.
I couldn't see one of these cars going round after round after round for $800, $900.
Yeah, no.
Now here's my main topic for tonight. I wanted to talk about too, because this is something that we had been chatting about out here in California. We run different than they do in the South. I would say we run a lot like in the North, where, you know, we run a quarter mile.
Right.
We don't run exactly. We don't just have tech cars run on set tires. We have cars that will go from 26-inch tires all the way up to 32s.
Right.
That doesn't mean that with, even though they have 32s on the car, that doesn't mean they're a rocket ship. But at the same time, I just, honest to God, I get tired. I mean, this whole discussion just goes round and round, and it gets in my head. And to me, it goes nuts. And
right.
I know guys have what they call their stock suspension cars, two stock suspension cars. And, you know, to me, that's just a gimmick.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
It is what it is. Now, if you don't want to race somebody with a four-link or a back half car or whatever, I get that. But this is just my opinion, and I'm not throwing nobody under any buses. I just think it's chicken shit. I mean, when I go to the track and when I was taking my car out and I was racing in a class, I was the only car on 28-inch tires. Everybody else was bigger than me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had the parachutes. They had the 31-inch tall tires. And I just pop out there with my Vega. No chute. No nothing. Just ready to go.
All right.
And whooping ass. I don't really care about a tire size. I mean, it is what it is. It's just me against you. I'm not racing the car. I'm racing that time. If that car's got big-ass tires on it and it's It's running in the same class as me. Where's its advantage?
That's it.
There
isn't. That's how I look at it.
So, you know,
a lot of people, I think a lot of people get caught up on who you racing. Well, I'm racing him. You know, true enough, you're racing him, but basically, you're racing a track. You know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
what it that's what it all boils down to. You know, a lot of people get the hype so big, and their mind gets tricked on, I'm racing him, and they get thrown off their game. I mean, you run your game, you race the track, and that's it. You know?
You're right,
no,
Todd. Yeah. You're right. You're right. A lot of them guys do that. But they
you know, they put more power in the car. They overpower the track because they're nervous of who they're racing. You know what I mean? Race the track. If you know where the track is hooking, you know where the track is slippery, you know where the track, you know, is going to cut the tires loose, then you know how to tune your car to make it work for that day. And to run that day, that's all I got, baby.
And on top of that, they be trying to guarantee themselves a race, a win.
That's it. That's
by
it.
Asking, you got a bigger tire than I do. Let's make it even. They trying to guarantee themselves a race, or they'll start talking that take this stuff off, take that stuff off.
They making it out of a class.
They always doing that.
Look at it, they're making it out of a class. You know, you got to sit like me. Well, I didn't build my car to sit on 28s. You know what I mean? I didn't build a car.
That's my next question. Grudge Inc. Mm-hmm. is about racing cars and about class racing. Because then you see the other side of the coin is that we don't want class cars to run with us. And I get that. I understand that point. Not because people already know what those cars are running, and it takes game away from the guys that they have to run. I get that. I've got no heartburn with that.
Right.
My thing is that here's what happened to me just the other day. I got hit up to race another car, and small block on 31-inch tires.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I'm not worried about it. My Vega's a big block on 28. Then I started getting this. Now, granted, they came to me. I didn't go to them. They came to me. They started squawking about their car being on pump gas, started being a small block. I said, well, what the fuck did you come over here for? If you're going to hear excuses, why don't you say, well, my car's on 31 and it weighs about 400 pounds lighter than you. Why don't you help me with that? Why don't you bring that point up? I'm not afraid to race you. But don't just tell me about your small block on pump gas. Tell me about how your car's about 400 pounds lighter than me, and you're on 31-inch tall tires. I don't care. It don't matter to me.
Right.
I'm going to drag your ass down the track either way.
Right. Yeah, but that pump gas shit, you got to be careful with, too. Because some guys can sit as long as they can pump it out the pump. It can be, you know, whatever octane they consider, like, you know, pump gas stuff.
The thing is I don't care. I don't care where they get their fuel. I don't care. I don't care what tire they run. I'll look at the car. If I think I can run with that car, I don't care what tire it's on. I'm going to try it.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
If you come at me with a chassis car, I'll probably bow out of it. Yeah, you know what? That's just a little bit too much for me.
You know what it is, Tayo? And fall down to it, it will be a lot more racing. But people, pride is getting into it. And if they look at it, you can't hurt my pride. You don't even hurt my pockets. You see what I'm saying? You got to get in on that.
A lot of people are scared
to race because they're scared. It's only going to be a winner. It's only going to be a loser. That don't make you no less of a man if you lost.
Right.
That don't make you no better of a man if you won. That is showing people, shit, he a race. You know what I'm saying?
Always bet what you can lose. That's my thing. What you can afford to lose.
You got that shit right.
But let me say this to play the other side of the coin. when someone does lose, and if you might have a disliking towards him, you let him know how bad he lost. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why some people might be afraid to lose.
Right.
Not to throw money maker under the bus or nothing. But you make all them wishes and all those threats and this and that. When you get tore off, now you got to eat crow. You know what I mean?
You got to eat crow. Right. Right.
It's one thing about being confident, another kind of thing about being stupid and confident.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one thing about it. You know, yeah, I have a car. I don't mention nothing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not throwing myself out there and saying, yeah, I want to make sure I'm comfortable with what my car is doing. And once you hear me talking shit, I mean, I'm comfortable. I got a good vibe, you know, and hey, let's get in the game. Let's see what happens. I can't win them all. Right. Ain't nobody going to win them all. But hell, everybody got a lot of money tied up in these cars. And
your first.
To let these damn cars sit because people squawking about Willie bars. People squawking about tie slides. I can't run your big block. I remember back in the day, guys used to build small blocks just to run big blocks to prove a point.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't run a big block. Them big blocks, too big cubic inches. And I mean, it's like, well, goddamn. What the fun at?
I have a wheelie bar in my car. You know, I'm not taking it off. Fuck no. Why am I going to take it off? For what?
You'll be a fool to take it off.
Because the other guy doesn't have one, put one on the car. I don't give a shit. But I'm not taking my shit off. I'm not taking nothing. The only thing I'm taking off my car, if anything, will be the hood. That's about it.
That's it.
I ain't taking nothing on. I ain't going up on tires. I ain't coming down on tires. How my car comes off that trailer is how I'm racing it.
You know, then everybody, they want to outbid everybody. Oh, $5,000. What would happen if you just meet up with a person? Hey, man, I got $1,000. I got $800. I got $5,000. Let's make it happen. All we got to do for $5,000. Listen here. I ain't running nobody for $5,000. And if I got people back me, I ain't going to let it happen because it ain't that serious.
Yeah, run what you brought.
You know what I mean?
Hope you brought enough. That's
exactly.
The golden rule, man.
You know, that's
your bra.
Hey, hold on, guys. Let me get another caller in real quick. 773-8424. What's happening? Hello? 773-8424. Your mic is live. Okay, we'll put him back on mute because he got a little bit of background noise there. But you know what I'm saying, man?
We need to go back to having fun, man. You know what I mean? Racing is fun, man. When you go to the track, man, you see the people's whole family out there, the kids, the pets, grandmas, granddad, you know what I'm saying? This is fun, man.
When I was at Lena, you had everybody on one side, you know, in the pits, the cars, everything. On the other side of the track, I thought there was a fire in that field. There was barbecuing over there, close to walk up against the fence, watching the race, and I'm just like, man, they're having a better time than we are.
Right.
And I know it's fun for us, but they were just cooking, eating, and watching drag racing, man. That was, man, Lena was so much fun.
I mean, it's like this. How fun is it you go spend, I mean, it can be a local track, $20. To get in, and you know, if it's supposed to be a big night, it's your grudge race event in town, you know what I mean, and you be there all night long, yeah, you having fun, you laughing, but you want to see racing, and you see one race get off, out the whole day, and that's it, you know what I mean, you want to see people locking up, or people racing back to back, you know what I'm saying, at least 3-4 five good races.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
People just, They just need to let their pride, you know, a lot of people just need to let their pride go, man.
Yeah, and, you know, you just, you win some, you lose some, man. I mean, nobody wants to lose.
That's it. Nobody wants to lose, you know what I'm saying? But that's the name of the game, you know what I mean? Yeah, everybody have a winning streak. You know, everybody have a winning streak. But it's going to be that time where you're going to be getting your ass handed to it. And it ain't going to be you, the driver. It ain't going to be the car. It's just going to be, hey, that's a luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure is, man. And that's just it, man. Hey, let me grab another line, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Melvin.
Hey,
Melvin,
what's
up, brother? What's going on, baby?
Nothing, man. Just get prepared to go to Chicago, man, and take that belt for Biz.
Woo-wee. When you do, when's that race?
On the 20th.
Oh, man. You run out of time. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah, I'm set. I'm going to go out and get a couple more little hits in, but I'm ready to go. If I had to go right now,
hey, man.
Go ahead.
Hey, make sure you call me, man. I lost all my contacts. But, you know, Chicago got a silver Mazda over there. That'd be a good race for you.
They got a what?
They got a silver Mazda, just like yours.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is, though.
No, you know, I'm just saying, it'd be a good race, you know. I'm saying, you know, I seen it on YouTube.
Yeah. I got a few of them on my plate I got to get taken care of first. Dealing with this, and then I got to deal with Three Lugs, so I'm going to see how I come out with that, man. You know, just bring something back here. Let's just get our Chicago and Detroit rivalry going on, because it's that time of the season now, you know.
Hey, Melvin, are you racing both of those guys the same day, Biz and Three Lugs?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do both of them on the same day.
Yep. Man.
Got to go
so
right,
how
man.
How the race is going to go? How y'all going to run?
Me and Biz going to go head up first. Well, no, he gave me a back wheel. I'm getting 1-1 from Biz, you know, whatever that stiff is. That's 1-1, so. You know,
he giving you the same thing that you're going to get Three
Lugs. No,
he giving you the same race that you're going to get Three Lugs.
No, Three Lugs getting the break for me. I asked you for the break. He won't give me the break. He ain't buying that one.
Cool, you had Three Lugs for the break?
No, Three Lugs get the break for me. But Biz won't give me the break. All Biz will give me is 1-1.
So what does that mean? He got to clear you?
Yeah, he got to clear me one and then he give me the back tie.
That's if
but,
they don't get
okay.
out, man. I thought he was giving you the break. I thought he was giving you a back tie and a break.
Who, Ben?
Yeah, that's my
if that's what he's giving me, that's fine, you know.
I don't know. I was just asking. I don't know. You know, I'm getting it understood by you saying what the race going to be. That's why I asked.
Right. Right. Well, I think it's just a 1-1.
Oh, okay.
He's giving him one car head, and Biz got a gap in my car.
He got a gap in one.
Okay.
In the eight.
Yeah, we're doing it to the eight.
Okay. So here's my question, Melvin.
Go ahead.
Here's my question. He's got a gap you by car length.
Yeah, he's got to be a car link in front of me at the eight.
So what is it? You have one of your guys and Biz has one of his guys on the finish line, and they agree if it's a car or not?
Yeah. I guess that's how we're going to have that set up. We're going to have it like that. We have two guys out there. Shakespeare
yeah,
will be there with
me. Well, it will. If you see daylight in between, you know it's a car.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. I just want to get the race on, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be at the end of the eighth with the camcorder, so we can measure the distance between the two. So it won't be no. That wasn't the eighth of a mile. That wasn't. We don't want no arguments. We're just gonna videotape it and play it back.
Yep. Tape don't lie.
Yep. But I'm going over there to see if I can get that belt from him, that's for sure. I like to have that belt here in Michigan, you know. Just for a little while.
So what you're running three love? You're running three love out the back door then.
Yeah, three love. We got to go out the back door with three love. I'm giving him the break. We're going out the back door without.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to give me a little time to run him. Well, I want a little time to run him down. He ain't no joke. But then if everything work out right, I'm going to try to have it like this when me and Drag do it. And we're going to go out the back door. But if I got him covered by the eighth, then that's good enough to race if he does, you know. We ain't got to go all the way out of it. So, you know, again, we'll be with the cameras and everything going. If I get to the eighth and I know I got him covered real good, then the race basically over. Because if I go by, you know, I think I got control of it. But then if not, we're going on out the back door.
But you gotta run flat all the way down anyway just to make sure. You ain't going to go unless, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know I'm going to be... I need, in order for me to win, I got to be in front of it, you know that? So it more likely to be all the way up. But like I say, I don't know how it's going to go. But if it go like I'm thinking it's going to go, I should have it covered before the eighth hole. Everything go right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, man. You're going to be a hated man, Melvin, if you bring that belt back to Detroit, man. He's going to be a hated man in Chicago. You better grab that belt, have that car in the trailer, and get out, man. They're going to put a hit on you right away. You ain't going to cross that border.
I'm going to get out of Chicago. Huh?
You better just get it and go. Don't even hang out, man. That's why you should. Hey, maybe you should race three lug first.
Well, race, it can go either way, you know. I got to do both of them. You know what I'm saying? I got to race both of them, man. I got to race both of them. Yep. So that's what's going on this end, man. Nothing, just ready, waiting on the 20th to get here so we can pull up in there and get out.
Oh, okay.
Man. I gotta tell you something real quick. It's a little off subject, but... Alan, my buddy Alan Cook, he called in last week from Bees Nuts Racing. He got his car painted, and the car is absolutely beautiful. It looks good, man. It's blue. It's almost like a Viper kind of blue, it looks like, in the picture.
Uh-huh.
And they named the car Blue Balls. Bees Nuts Racing Blue Balls. Classic, man. Absolutely classic, man.
Hey,
that's
it.
A good one, man.
Hey, that's one car you don't want to lean up.
I think the name that Wayne came up with his car, White Trash. I think that's I like that name. I think that's an awesome name. I like that.
Oh. I like that, man. We're gonna give you two cars with blue balls. Yeah, we'll give you blue balls. That's what you're getting.
Yeah,
I think that's
good. Yeah, I like that.
I love the name of the race team, and I love the name of the car, man. I like keeping it on the same team, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Your name, yours, moth, what do they call that motherfucker? They call that shit a hog moth?
The whole
hog
moth.
Hold on, about that.
Right. So you gotta have a gangster name like Purse Snatcher.
We used to have a car called Purse Snatcher back in the day. That boy was riding.
Oh man, I think that's just such a classic name, man. That group, Blue Balls, and he's probably gonna have those balls hanging from the back of the car too. That's classic. I saw that today on Facebook. I was laughing my ass off. I just thought that was just too funny, man. And we were just talking last week. We were talking last week about how we name cars. We name cars after, like, you know, figures and all these names, Gigantor, King Kong, and now we got Blue Balls.
Blue Balls.
Hey,
no,
I was
on YouTube, and I can't remember which one I was on. and a guy he got a Mustang, putting together a Mustang, and he called his car Gondoria.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they'd be two match sets, wouldn't it?
They call it Gondoria.
Man.
I say, come on,
need to get him a map, free clinic.
Oh man!
And they both of them looking for some penicillin.
Yeah.
Oh. I said, he said, Gondoria, man. I fell out laughing. He said, don't get your ass burnt. I said, God damn. He's a hell of a name, boy.
A buddy of mine had a boat named that. The name of the boat was called Penicillin Needed, because he'd always have all kinds of chicks in the boat when we were out at Lake Havasu, and it was hysterical. That was the name of the boat. I can't even say it. Penicillin Needed. That was funny as shit, man. It was hysterical. It's on the back of the boat, and when these chicks get in the boat, they got no idea what's written on the back of the boat. They're all riding around.
If they only knew.
Cracks me up, man. Yeah. Oh, it was crazy. I mean, and the name of the boat, too, man. Buddy of mine out there, the name of his boat was called Stugat. And nobody would realize, because in Italian, but in English it means stiff dick. It was hysterical. Oh, that boat. That's just funny, man. Everybody's got these names for these cars, man.
Yeah, everybody got this name. That's for sure.
Oh, some people get funny. My cousin, who's got an S10, he's got a license plate on his car. It says Vega Eater on it. I told him, don't let me see that on a truck, dude, because I'm going to set fire to it. I'll set fire to that motherfucking truck.
That's a real good one, yeah.
You know what? It looks like this California. It's one of those fake license plates. It says California on it, and then it looks like a person. It says Vega Eater. Kick him in the ass, man. He thinks he's funny. But yeah, man.
Man, where's Kid at tonight, man? Where's Kid?
I don't know, man.
Where? Who?
Kid.
Oh.
Where's Uncle Larry? I thought I heard Uncle Larry. Where's Uncle Larry at?
Sitting right here listening to the show.
Uncle Larry, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
You good today, man? I know you had you some fish and salad today.
No, today was baked chicken, greens, and cornbread.
Oh, okay, we'll be over a little bit for dinner.
Well, man, you're more than welcome. Mustard and turnips, too.
Well, Larry, let me ask this question.
I don't think we can blame Chad. What did Chad say about the greens?
That's what I'm going to ask right now. Larry, is it cornbread or is it pancakes? I need to know.
Well, is it cheap? It's the one of Chad like.
Man, it's a good thing I didn't leave him out there for one more day, man. You guys would have had him all twisted up.
How's everybody doing? Everybody doing okay, y'all?
Everyone doing good, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah.
That's good, man. I just can't wait, man. The weather breaking, y'all. Weather breaking, testing going on, and all kind of stuff. You know.
Man.
Yeah, we really
ain't got
that
long to go.
Hey guys, hold tight, man. I'm gonna get to another caller, man. 219-2285.
Yeah.
We're live. Who's this?
What's happening, fella?
Leon.
Leon. Hey, Leon,
yeah.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Y'all can call my boy Leaking Leon.
I like that. I like that name. They can call me that.
Well, who's saying that, Kev?
Hey, I like that. That's a good thing.
Hey, let's get down, Leon.
If I'd have my performance on there, I'd sure have it on there.
I like that name.
How everybody been doing?
Oh man, doing good, Leon.
Yeah, the weather coming around now, man. We gonna be ready to do some going in the battle around here.
Tell him, man.
That 03 went out today. Shake down today.
Mm-hmm.
Looking pretty good, too.
He came back in one piece?
Yeah, came back in one piece. Cock the motor now.
Hey, I ain't nothing wrong with that.
You tell him Melvin got a hit out on him.
Well, Larry, you know him. You know he'd be ready to go. If he hadn't shown up today, he's ready to go now.
Yeah, I know.
Don't talk too loud, because he's on his way over here. I'm over in the city, so he's on his way over where I'm at.
Get him on the phone. He must have seen something.
As soon as he gets here, he coming to pick the golf cart up. Golf cart. He come pick that generator and that go kart. So he on his way over here where I'm at.
They going down south next week, ain't they?
I don't know if they gonna go. I was gonna go, but I'm a hold back.
Okay.
I'm a hold back.
Save all those passes for the north people.
Get it in up here. Now, when it's north versus south, I'm going to be fresh. I'm freshening up. I'm going to be all fresh.
There you go.
It won't be no excuses. So they're going to be in trouble this time. The last time, we weren't ready for it. We're going to be ready for them this time. That's a guarantee.
Where's the race at? With the north and south?
Where's it at,
Leon?
Huh?
Let everybody on the line know where's it gonna be at.
That's gonna be in No Limit Race in my coach. No Limit Race. Morocco, Indiana. That's the year for me.
Okay. Oh, in July.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's when the south is invading the north.
That's gonna be a good one there, so they think they're gonna come back from the south and they're gonna do what they did last year.
You think Tony Byers gonna come back?
Yeah, he think he's coming back. He love it. He likes these boys up here. They sweet. But boy, he just don't know.
I agree with you. He just don't know, huh?
You gotta keep him waiting for him.
This is a different year, though, baby.
Yeah, we got some shit hiding in the bushes waiting on them to get here. That's for sure.
From my end, we got three brand new cars ready. One on 28. We got a stock suspension on 28. A nice car. Then we got a new back cab car coming out.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Come on with it.
What kind of car?
A Camaro, 67.
A Camaro?
Ooh.
Yeah. He's all nitrous car. We got a stock suspension 2007 Mustang coming out with an all four motor on nitrous on 28.
See, I like that. The more cars we have out, the more action. That's going to make a fun race.
Yeah, we ain't getting them together. If it wasn't so windy today, we took two cars out today. I just say it was too windy. I wasn't going no track. I don't wind be like the world today. It's pretty windy today. We go race. We got four good cars coming.
Wow.
That's now it's time to break them all out, man. Race season is there for you guys, right? It's time. Pull the blankets off
the dead
boys.
Yeah, it's changing up here. We're going to get it together. You don't be prepared this time, man.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We need to all come together on that North Carolina song.
Hey, that's shake and bake. When the last time you talked to Preacher Boy?
I ain't talked to him. Three Love said they talked to him today. He was hiding his motors here at the track.
Okay. I think he about ready with his, too.
Yeah, but he got a lot of work to do, yeah. He ain't ready to wrap. They said he was at the track running up under the tower. When Three Love go to make a pass, they ducking and running. Then when Three Love make a pass and come back, they go over there work on this guy. Then he got his whole motor covered up working on this guy.
Cut it out.
Man, I'm serious, man. I'm like, what good does it do to cover your motor up? You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing nothing. Yeah, they said he was carrying cover up today. Yeah, he was at the track today, too. It rained up there in Wisconsin. See, look, they got up there. He got a chance to make one pass, and it started raining up there.
Yeah, I heard about the rain.
We ain't really good. I mean, we got a few drops. We got a few drops here. Yeah, they ain't not really doing no rain down here. Not in Indiana.
Rain here late on
I ran into a little bit coming up here, but that was it, just enough to wet the windshield.
All right.
You know how to fix that problem, bro. There's some rain that's coming.
Not all with it, hey, when Mother is going his way, you go from one to sit down, that's all.
Right. That's it. That's the best thing to do.
It's another day.
Hey, Teo, did you listen to Mississippi Joe's show last night?
No, I didn't. I wasn't down last night.
It was a homecoming, dog.
Yeah.
A homecoming. Mississippi Joe apologized to Tony Byrne and all that been squashed.
But you know what, though?
I'm so glad.
I want to say something, but you know what? Joe should have never let everybody get in between him like that, because the killing part is Tony made a lot of sense. Tony said he never said nothing behind his back. And what he did on that show, he said he texted Joe and told Joe. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if he didn't tell him. He said he texted the man and told him what he was doing. And Joe should understand it, but Joe didn't understand. He took it another way because everybody wanted to crack jokes and make jokes. But that's how you break your friendship up. That's how you did what you did.
Yeah. And he should be, you know, he had a friend like Whit. Whit made him shut up for a minute and listen. And when Tony Byrne started talking about him flipping in that car and waking up and didn't do anything but the EMS, and he came, when he go to pick up stuff and he don't have that finger, and he... I think that hit close to home.
Yeah, and that's true.
Mississippi Joe shut up and listened to him. And it wasn't like he was trying to set up the car. Things happen.
Right. And then that's Joe letting other people get in his head and talking about the man could have saved the car. An average person in this and wrecked, it ain't that easy by saving one of them cars and they fast like that. Stuff happens. Over. I done tore up two cars.
Right.
I done wrecked cars and tore up just like that. I done rolled sometimes Tony did, but when I wrecked Perry's car, I didn't have no control of that car. I had to just brake myself for getting hurt in that car. You know,
yeah.
And Joe was kinda wrong for thinking like he was thinking for it's like Tony was trying to tear that man car, but that man right now ain't got no finger, one of his fingers gone.
Right. And he said it on the show. He been racing that car for a long time. He was part of that car. So
right.
He felt like naming the next car too. Just like when you have a son, you name it Junior.
Right, right.
But wait a second. Hold on. I want to stop you guys there because I'm going to be honest. I think it was bullshit that he named his car Gangsta Boo too, and I'll tell you why. Because for one, like you said, when you have a son, yeah, you name him Junior. But that Carwood did not belong to Tony Bynes. And as far as I'm concerned, that was a slap in Mississippi Joe's face to do what he did. But
you know
that car. Wait, hold on. Wait, let me finish. Because I know Tony Bynes didn't roll that car on purpose. Nobody's going to do something like that. And I get that. And I was concerned when I heard the car went down. When I saw the video, I'll tell you, all I kept thinking was, oh my God, I can't believe he walked away from this.
Right.
At the same time, everybody was behind Tony. Man, everybody wanted to have a good recovery, even with the finger, the whole thing. But now, whatever happened between the two, because I don't know everything, and this is just my opinion. But when you wreck a car like that and that thing, because I drove for somebody and I get it. When you wreck a car, when that car's down, it belongs to another man, and they're putting money to put the car back together. You don't come out with another car and name it after the other one, especially if you're arguing with each other. That's a slap in the face. You guys call it whatever you want to call it. It's a slap in the face.
But you know, Tony asked him if that was okay if he do that. I remember I was on the show when he asked Joe. Is it all right if he named a gangsta boo too? And Joe said he don't care. He don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Tony said some good stuff. He said, I never drove a car that fast. That gangsta boo was a fast car. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had
no.
The motor, we had one that fast than that. You know, and he had, it's just like he had pride in that car because couldn't nobody drive that car like Tony Bynes. And ain't nobody won many races with Tony Bynes in the gangsta boot. So you really had a good combination there. And by sticking somebody else in that gangsta boot and you go out there and you can't win a race, what you going to do?
Well,
you
going to
put it back in there.
But that hasn't been brought up yet. How do you know the next guy driving the car won't be as successful as Tony's in the car?
I don't think they will. You know why? Because Tony Bynes been driving a lot of cars, and he's been driving a lot of cars. But that gangster move was a very experienced car for him, and he got hooked to that car because he had a fast car. And it was hard for anybody to whoop that gangster move.
I agree. But my argument is this. When you have a car and you call your car a certain something and that car goes to the wayside, well, when I come out with, why could, now Tony Bynes has a car called the Gangsta Boo 2. So when Mississippi Joe comes out with his, is that got to be the Gangsta Boo 3?
No, but that's going to be the Gangsta Boo. But that's the same car.
It's a totally different car.
He says he's going to name it the Gangster.
But that's what it was originally. That's what that car was originally.
Tony was bought. Tony went and bought another boot, super nice. He said about as best as that car was. It's just they don't know how good it worked, but it was a brand new car that it had went fast, but it haven't went fast as the gangsta boot. He had offered to buy that. He bought that car, and it did some trade to give it to Travis, but Travis didn't want that. Travis wanted his car back, and he was going to freshen the motor up for the car for them and everything, and Travis didn't want to do none of that right now. But the man was offered to do all that stuff for them to get that car. Like he told him one race, I could have had the gangsta boot back on the block in 3 weeks. And Travis didn't want that. Travis wanted the original gangsta boot back.
Yeah.
How much money it cost him, he wanted that car fixed. If that car was capable of being fixed, he wants that car fixed.
Yeah, that's what they did. He took it back to the original person that made it, and the guy said, I can put it back together.
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. Didn't the Gangsta Boo 2 get torn off last week by Gigantor?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now here's my question.
He beat Moneymaker and Gangsta Boo too.
Okay, so here's my question to you now. You just said a few seconds ago that
come on, guys, in the background.
That's probably me. That's probably me.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, I'm muted.
A couple minutes ago, you said that Tony driving the Gangsta Boo, but never, you know, that was a match made in heaven. And now if somebody else drives the Gangsta Boo, might not be winning as like Tony Bynes did in that car. My question is this. Losing in the Gangsta Boo 2, don't you still think that still bounces back to Mississippi Joe? Because now you named a car after his car. Now you're losing races. And everybody knows the respect of the Gangsta Boo. So my question is, It's the car and driver together that wins a race. I think, and like I said, this is my opinion, naming that car, even thinking about naming their car after that car, I think it's an insult. I do. I can't wrap myself around that, say that's a great idea to do, that's the right thing to do, because, you know, that car was tore up. And if Mississippi Joe said after that, you know what, we're done, we're not coming out with another car, have at it. But they're coming out with the same car, the original Gangsta Boo's coming out. So now,
can I ask a question? Shake, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now, you remember when the baddest cars in Detroit was called the Survivor? I haven't seen anybody come back and they make out a Survivor. I mean, something I don't know.
No, I haven't heard of it neither.
I mean, the Survivor. It was the car that was a legend in Detroit, right? Am I right, Tyson there?
Yep, long time ago.
I'm just saying, I've known them, the guys in Detroit, to go back and they make out a Survivor.
I'm just saying.
But you know what? Just like you said, but I'm going to say this too, and I've been in a lot of places. Look at Hood Rat. Because I know Three Lug and Brian was the first one I had Hood Rat. And then you go, I done went to two different tracks. Somebody else say Hood Rat. The boy from got the other Nova down south say Hood Rat. And then we was over in Montgomery last year, and somebody had Hood Rat on their car. You know, but it to me, it's just a name. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows who Gangsta Boo is, you know what I'm saying? You can't never take that. Even Tony didn't make the Gangsta Boo too, but he can't take the Gangsta Boo from Gangsta Boo 2 because Gangsta Boo 2 don't run like Gangsta Boo, you know what I'm saying? And he said that out of my mouth last night.
Sure did.
The thing is, my take on this is Tony had no right naming his car the Gangsta Boo, and this because of this. One, he drove the Gangsta Boo. Two, you know what? There was a rift between the two, and I don't know the stuff going on between them. I just know there was a rift. And then Tony Bynes names his car Gangsta Boo 2. Well, how could he have Gangsta Boo 2 when he never owned Gangsta Boo 1?
He asked Joe Nell before he even brought that out and exposed that. And Joe said, it's fine, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is,
Dog came out and said before he even went off, he said he was talking to Tony Bynes, and Tony Bynes told him, I'm naming it the Gangsta Boo to fuck with Joe now. Now, that came out of Dog's mouth. I heard Dog say that.
That was on our show when he said it.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. Dog's not on the show to defend itself either. I'm going to say this. You know, the grudge game is cool, but there's certain people in the grudge game, when you can whoop a person, you got to whoop them in another way. And that's the startup commotion and keep a lot of stuff going on, and that's what draws it for Joe and Tony Bynes. Because I'm here to tell you, Tony Bynes is a bad boy to me. When I met the man drives and rapes any and everybody.
Oh, I'll give that up to him.
He brought the racing. He opened the can up with the racing, and that's it. After Bobby Cole and them left here, Tony Bynes and them opened the game up here. And certain people that hate to see a person and win, and when you win, you celebrate and you talk smack because you're the winner, you're the champ, you're the man. You know,
right.
That's how you're supposed to do. And a lot of people don't accept that because he win, and if it weren't for the gangster boo, if it weren't for, you know, I hear all that. If it weren't for the gangster boo, Tony Bynes would win a race before he drove the gangster boo.
He wasn't as popular as then. I'll be honest with you.
Joe what?
I really didn't start hearing too much about him until he started driving the gangster boo. That's when I started hearing about Tony Bynes.
But if you go back before Tony, when Tony was the racing that Camaro, him and Dole was whooping some highs back then. Because you go back and you see them racing. It just wasn't Tony Bynes like he is now, you know. But
right.
I'm going to say this because I'm a witness. And the way I feel, look at it, me and Three Love started joining them from the gangster group from these races because they had us driving. They had a white dude driving that car. But he was so hard here that they had to get somebody else. And then they putting people, when they stuck Tony in there, that was it. They went on a rampage, you know. And Tony Bynes, he dropped the hammer down. When he dropped the hammer down, he dropped the hammer down.
You know what? I'm not taking nothing away from Tony Bynes. I think he's a hell of a driver. I think he does a great job driving. All I'm saying is that you had Tony Bynes racing. You had the Gangsta Vu racing. The match made in heaven was when the two merged. That's when you had a driver and a car. You know, it was lethal that way.
Can't have one without the other.
Exactly, and I'm not taking nothing. Well, I think Tony does a fabulous job behind the wheel. I just think that it was. I mean, and now he's gone on. You know, now he's, you know, with 7-Up. I mean, yeah, he's going out. He's doing it, man. He's the guy to beat. He's the guy that everybody hates, but they don't hate him because he's a punk. They hate him because he's on top. You know what I mean? You know, you got that.
What?
You gotta hate him. You gotta hate him to beat him.
Yeah,
you know, personality-wise. I mean, I talked to the guy in Lima for a little bit. I think he's a good dude. I got nothing against the guy. I just think that it was. I didn't think it was very cool to do the gangster boo too.
What if he didn't name the car Gangsta Junior? I don't think nobody had a problem with that.
Well, you know what? I couldn't really say I have a problem with it because if he just did it out of spite and not say nothing to Joe or Travis, but the man said he talked to them, talked to Travis almost every day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm quite sure, like he said, he brought that to their attention. If he said, if they'd have told him no, he wouldn't have did it. But he said, they said they was cool. They didn't care. It's just a name. You know what I'm saying? He didn't care about if they made, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they agreed that. And they jail said it last night. He said, I didn't care if Tony wants to name his car, this other boo, Gangsta Boo, too. You know, I'm here to say this here. And it ain't, I hope it don't, but whatever Joe and them do, don't let your pride stop you from continue to be on top. If you stick somebody else in there, Gangsta Boo, and they can't do their job, and if you and Tony got an understanding, stop letting everybody step in and change story and keep a lot of commotion between you and the champ, because y'all are champions, and don't let nobody, I don't care what they say, to break y'all apart. Because when they break y'all apart, then you got a missile and you can't do nothing with it.
I actually started. Joe built the Gangsta Boo to whoop on Tony Bynes now. And Dog was driving the Gangsta Boo, and Dog begged them to put Tony Bynes in it because Dog couldn't see over the windshield. He was sitting on two pillows, and he didn't feel comfortable in the car.
I don't want to hear no short jokes here now.
No. I ain't gonna be no short jokes.
No,
I'll,
but that's
I'll
what dog said. That's what dog said. That's what he told us.
Yeah, he told us that on the show. He was original driver, but he didn't feel comfortable. That's when they went to go run Big Love for the belt the first time.
Yeah, that's good. Things change. They built it for to go against Tony Bond, but it ended up Tony Bond ended up driving it. So it all worked out better.
Hey, guys, sit tight for one second, man. We got a couple guys that want to chime in, man. 706-4218. Mike's live. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry over here in Columbus, Georgia.
What's going on, baby?
You got it, man. I got two comments I want to make on what we was talking about tonight. Like my man said, I'm from over here. Tony Bann was a man. He was a bad man before he started driving against the Boo. Just because you didn't hear from him, because we didn't have the Grudge Inc. and everybody, you know, I didn't know a lot of you guys. Even though like Drag and all y'all are big name people, we didn't know nothing about y'all. But Tony Bann, he was a man, just like the man said. They built against the Boo to go at Tony Bann. That's because he was on top. Tony Bann been on top for a while, and the Gangsta Boo didn't make him. Now, I give everybody their credit. You know, the Gangsta Boo is a bad cop, but it did not make Tony Bann. Tony Bann actually helped the Gangsta Boo, like you said, and like they discussed last night. You know, everybody played a part in that. But he was a tough guy before then. Just because you didn't hear from him, you know, you didn't hear from him because you wasn't a part of this down here like you are now. But if you look at the tapes and videos, you'll see that Tony Bond was doing his thing before the Gangsta Boo. And when he had the Mississippi Nightmare and a couple more cars, like the guy said, he was a force to be reckoned with. And he still is in my book. You know, a lot of people hate on people because they, like he said, because they on top. But, you know, everybody's caught up. You know, the race came, everybody's caught up. Time they learned and found out things just like everybody else has. And,
well, you know, Gerald, not to cut you off, but I agree with what you're saying. But what I meant by hating, I didn't mean hate as a person. I meant hate as a respect.
I knew that.
I
wasn't directing that towards you, no way. I knew what you were talking about. I wasn't even directing that towards you. And just like the name Gangsta Boo 2 to us down here, that's a whole different kind of Gangsta Boo. I don't even look at it. When I heard the Gangsta Boo 2 loss, don't nobody say the Gangsta Boo loss. Now, if you say the Gangsta Boo loss, then I say, okay, the Gangsta Boo loss. But the Gangsta Boo 2 and Gangsta Boo look two different cars. And if, you know, we all, you know, just think about it. You know, people name their cars different names and everything. But like he said with Hood Rat, he thought that the people up there in Chicago, I've been knowing Hood Rat a long time. After I've been knowing that for years. I'm talking about 15 years back from on this end. Now, okay, around in Chicago and up there, he's the Hood Rat up there. You knew about him. We knew about the Hood Rat down here. And it ain't no biggie. When they talk about them Hood Rats, you describe the one up north, the one down south, and everybody knows. Just because the one down south getting beat up, they know it ain't the Hood Rat that's up north that they talking about, and vice versa. You know, so I think
I hear what you're saying. I agree. Where I disagree is this. Now, I'm not saying that when I said that Tony Bynes, I didn't know Tony Bynes before this. I didn't make it like he was a nobody. I'm sure he had his game back then. I think when the two merged together, that set the South on fire.
That was a match
made in heaven.
It helped his career. But he built that from the bottom, man. Did you check his stats? That man built that from the bottom. The Gangsta Boo came and helped. That's just like if you're a boxer and you change the size of your glove, and you feel a lot better. But you was a boxer before you changed the size. You was a bad boxer before you changed the size of your glove. Even though you got the size of your glove and you changed it, it made you a better boxer. True enough, the Gangsta Boo made a team a better team.
I agree.
But it didn't make him. He put the work in, man. I mean, he put the work in, and that's a lot. You know, that's a lot to try to say. You know, I know you didn't mean it the way you said it, but some people on this line might take it that way. And if I'm like the man said, Dog got on the show and said that,
they said last night they did that for publicity and to correct me if I'm wrong. They say they talked to Tony and asked him about the name, like he said. And all the reason they were raising saying about it is for to bring game to the race game. And that's what the thing was about. That's why Dawg said what he said. Dawg said that because he knew that they was bringing action to the game.
Right.
But you know what? I want to say one thing too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of people getting on our website that we grudge race.
Yeah.
And they're getting on there on the assumed names and causing havoc between us. And this is one thing I want to tell the guys: stop listening to the bullshit unless you talk to a man. And I think Leon was straightening out a lot of shit tonight.
That's right. That's right.
There's
and
a lot of guys.
True.
I'm telling you. Guys, don't take it personal. If you know that person, deal with that person. We got people, I heard them, and you know what I'm saying, that are getting on our lines, and I'm like, well, damn, you bracket race. But he's like, oh, man, I was on there, Tony Bynes, and such was arguing, and this is, I said, damn, dude, why are you on there?
Thank you.
But you know,
the
guys, you know all of us on this phone, we grudge race. We don't badger nobody. You know, we might
have
something to say, and it's done over with. But you, I want you guys to understand one thing. It's not us doing it. We
That's
got
right.
people getting on there making up names, and they're saying they're grudge racers, and they're not.
Promoters, like the man said last night, them promoters doing that. And I'm going to tell you, we can, everybody grudge, the grudge even grows so much, it's that everybody's attacking it now. And,
right,
they,
and
try, they want us to act the way we – they want us to act up to try to break it down. Because I noticed that all them guys – and I ain't calling no name, but y'all know who it is because you listen at all the radio stations just like I do. They can say, oh, them jokers ain't this and that. But once the grudge say, well, you ain't this and that, oh, y'all wrong for that. If we bring up their name, we wrong for bringing up their name. But they can say – and I even go as far – As I'm not gonna name the guys, but you know who they are. But they can always point the finger at Grudge Inc. and say you wrong for talking about us. But when they say something about Grudge Inc., we're supposed to just bow down. And they and I look at it this way: words don't hurt nobody. This Grudge,
exactly.
If we can talk, just like I hear y'all guys say, South won't run the quarter of a mile. I don't get mad about that because I know we do. We run the quarter of a mile. I heard Tayo say, well, I feel like I'm like the North. He got the right to feel that way because we got grudges down here that race the quarter of a mile and love it. I'm a quarter of a mile racer. I love the quarter of a mile race. And I hear y'all saying, you know, Tony came up there last year and you got a plan this year. That's all good for the game, man. And I'm enjoying it. You know, when we come up there, I'm planning on coming. We bring in five cars, y'all let it see. And that's good for the game. That's where when you show your five, we show our five, and we having fun. I'm not getting mad about you bragging on your car, but they get mad when Grudge Inc. brag on their car and say how fast the car is in Grudge Inc. and how good of a show we have it. Them guys get jealous. They get pissed off. But when we just sit back and say, man, y'all had a good
show.
But I hear y'all guys saying, man, they had a good show. Even if the other guys, when they have a race over there in North Carolina and stuff, or anywhere they at, I'm just using that as a name. I heard y'all get on these shows and say, man, they had a good race over there. And congratulations, guys, and still get them their props. But I never hear them do y'all like that. And I listen at all the shows. They don't want to never talk about it's them grudging guys think they got 30,000 cars in their group. We going to go against them. That's good all for the game. But don't be going against them for the wrong reason, like I'm pissed and I want to throw salt at them. Go against them with your car. Like, you know, come up here and say, hey, I want to run you grudging guys like a man. They want to talk about their shows. But when y'all talk about the show, come to our show when Big Drag – he was telling them to come up there. I know y'all caught that night. They were telling y'all to come to their show because they didn't want to run Big Drag. They didn't want to come to a Grudge Inc. show in so many words. Every show y'all named was a Grudge Inc. show. They declined every one of them. But they want Drag and y'all to come to their show because they hating against the Grudge Inc. show just that bad. And that's bad.
And a lot of our guys travel down south to race, so we can't get anybody from down south to come up and race.
You know, y'all wells is a little different, but I believe they're gonna this is a new year for everybody because I didn't see the bunch y'all came this year, and it's like swarming, and you know And I see New Orleans never traveled nowhere. And I'm from down in this area, and they starting to travel. And so I'm just saying, all this is happening. Everybody's in a mingle. I think y'all gonna have a good show up there. When everybody down south gonna come here and flood y'all out, I'm pretty sure it. Cause I know 15 guys that don't even get on this phone that's already dedicated to saying they coming just to shut y'all up and have fun. You know, I'm just telling you that they wanna come up there and put something on. Cause y'all just see all our cars. I have a car, and it ain't never been on the video, and I race all over. And DJ and everybody can back me up. I've talked on y'all show several times. And just like Tayo was talking about that Z car, I know that guy. That's a hidden car. And it's several of them. And it's another Z, and it's car. I mean, this organization is growing so thick, man. Everybody's trying to come to have fun. Just like Tayo said, he's trying to get 19 cars, or how many? He said 9 or 19 to come down. That's a long way them guys coming, man. But to even try to attempt to do that, that's showing good for the game. I mean, and the Grudge Inc. series, everybody's coming together. So, man, these guys, what they're doing, they can't stop y'all. And us, I look at us, they can't stop them because if they could, it would have been stopped a long time ago. But it's steady growing. It's steady growing. Just like they say, the numbers steady getting higher and higher. So, hey, when everybody meet and come together and they want to challenge Grudge Inc., I'd love to see that show. I would love
May 9th. May 19th, and we'll see it.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, you know, and that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good for the game.
If it's on the 15th, you can come here and see it at 131.
Oh, shit. That's it.
Right. Hey. 57.
That's true. What's going on, everybody? This Stunner.
What's going on, DJ? You know, I saw you on there. I'm sorry I didn't give you the proper introduction, Mr. Governor.
Not a problem.
But
I don't need no proper introduction, man. I ain't no different than nobody else on this phone, man.
No, listen, man.
We all brothers.
Listen, the number two Stunner wants to give the number one Stunner a good welcome, okay? Don't start getting on me now. All right?
Yeah, it's all good, man. Yeah. All right, y'all got a good topic going on and everything tonight. Like I said, last night on Joe's show, that was something was well needed. It was definitely needed for the game, man. I actually like, it was good for people to be able to see. I know at first Joe had said some things about Tony, but it was how Joe really felt. And people got to understand how people feel about their cause.
Right.
And for him it wasn't like a phony feeling.
Oh,
man,
she's back up,
like,
baby, 19 seconds ago.
Okay. Well, it wasn't like a thing where Joe had some kind of animosity against Tony. He had some real hard feelings the way he was feeling. He was feeling that way for real. You know, it wasn't no fake feeling of just trying to be mad at Tony for a reason. But the thing was, he didn't really know how Tony really felt or whatever, because the two have never hashed it out. And the beautiful part of it, or the good part, the good thing about it is, both men was able to talk like men. Everybody in the racing world was able to take witness to it. And it squashed a beef that, you know, needed to be squashed. Because it was a beef that, you know, he had two parties as mad as each other. But, you know, if the two parties never really talked and really got it on out and cleared the air, it was going to always be some mess. And that's the problem. And, you know, just like the other thing that somebody was saying, we got all these internet bullies that's keeping up all this. You know, I get on here and I read some stuff, and it's amazing, man. It's just, you have some people that, I mean, it's almost like they live to be negative. I've looked on, on the board, and I see where people, I mean, they just are, and it's usually just the same couple of people. And they just attack grudging. That's all they do. But and then they like, do you hear this? What the interesting thing is, they know everything that goes on every Grudge Inc. show. What?
Oh, yeah, because they're
so
listening.
But they cannot stand to not, they can't miss it. They probably one of the first ones listening in or tuned in. But
yes,
you hate
sir.
It so much, but you won't listen
to the playback. Listen to our playback.
I don't understand. If I don't like something or don't want to be a part of, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not even going to entertain it.
Right, DJ.
Why would you entertain or why would you even listen to something that you care absolutely nothing about? I don't understand. Y'all,
they
got to
be that. They got to
hold on.
What could say
this
song?
Sorry about that, y'all.
I'm sorry, man. It's just there's always got to be. You know, this whole thing. I think with Tony and Mississippi Joe, it was like when the Beatles broke up. Everybody was shocked. Everybody wants to start pointing fingers. And like you said, they never really had a chance to shout it out or talk about it, because everybody had their 2 cents in the kitty, man. And some people were feeding in one ear, some might have been feeding in another ear, and that's what kept them apart.
Let me tell you.
That's what I was saying, Tail. That's what I was saying. We got a lot of people that's on our shows, not on our shows, but on our boards, who's badgering Stunner. He's badgering Mississippi Joe, badgering Wayne. It's bullshit, little Tony. You know, these guys are racist. So, you know, I just want guys to know, I'm going to put it this way. Don't listen to the hype on that bullshit. If you know a guy, call him, pick up the phone, talk to him.
You guys did the wrong. Give me some addresses. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, it you know, and 9 times out of 10, the people that are doing, they throwing the rock and hiding their hand. You know, but that part about it just never ceases to amaze me how you can, you can feel the hate coming off the screen. I mean, it's almost like an evil.
Right.
It's terrible. I mean, I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
Hey, DJ, can we get 1 second? Can we get 1 second? Michigan won tonight. 61-56.
Will they play Wichita State?
Man, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to slap you. You're playing Syracuse tonight.
Oh, Syracuse?
Yeah, Syracuse won no punk. They was a good team.
Oh.
And another thing I'm going to say is this, you know, you have a lot of times you have individuals that get into, that have problems. But the thing is, man, you know, just like what happened last night, any situation, no matter what it is, can be worked out.
Yeah.
Right.
But if both parties are willing to work it out.
Could do it.
You said the most important thing you could ever say.
And Uncle Larry, you know what? You
said
have
the most
thing
you could ever say, man. You know,
right.
It's like this. You know, it ain't nothing, and this is for all of us, man, ain't nothing perfect. We have, in the inside of our organization, Grudge Inc., we're going to have little conversations and so far and so on. But that's just 10%. 95% to 90% of the bullshit, it comes from the outside. And my point is that, you know, we just have to build ourselves up to a point where we can try to, you know, not really get involved but get caught up into it, man. You know, because we trying to achieve something, man. You know, and the only way you're going to achieve something, we got to stay focused.
That's right.
You know, we can't let nobody take us and throw us off our square, you know. And it's going to be tried now. It's going to be tried and attempted. I can tell y'all that, man. I've been around a long time. I ain't just got here off the boat. I drove the boat, you know. And, you know, we just got to keep on doing it, man. You got to be determined. You got to be determined, man, to make it work. I mean, if we really sincere about this. See,
yeah.
We got to be just as sincere about achieving this as they is about ruining it. You know, you got to be sincere. You know, their sincerity can't do our sincerity because of the simple fact this is our organization, this is what we choose to be in, and this is what we choose to do. You know, so we got to stay focused and we got to be serious. Just as serious thing is to try to stop us, we got to be just as serious and keep it moving on, man.
Yeah.
You know. And that's
100, yeah. Well, you've been saying it for a long time that we need to unite and you know, stick together, don't look to the bullshit and keep things going, you know. I'm glad that Shake brought it up. Shake, thank you.
When I did that promo, I tried to explain everything that I possibly could explain within reason without getting out of character. You know, see, I got to stay in character. The reason I got to stay in character is because I'm representing myself, I'm representing my little brother, and I'm representing Grudge Inc. So I got to try to keep my stuff to a minimum where I don't get caught off into things that I should be calling off into, because, see, this is just drag racing. You know, some
right.
people take it and put all different kind of shit in it. You understand what I'm saying? But when you when you finish and the bottom line come out, we all together because of drag racing, man.
Yeah, we don't want to turn into a soap opera. And because the stuff that some people were saying, man, that negative came out across the air, and we got thousands and thousands of listeners. And we don't want them to get negative and start hating Tony Bynes because of what they heard, or hating Mississippi Joe because of what they heard. We got something good going on, and we need to keep it together, because last night's topic was unity, if y'all remember. It was unity. When them two got together and it lifted a lid off of a car. And everybody starts coming in thanking Joe and thanking Mississippi Joe and thanking Tony Bynes, because it took a big weight off of our chest. Because I was tired of hearing this negative. I wanted to be part of Grudge Inc. and get this thing the jumping, because this is a big thing. All these getting together and coming to different states and going all across the United States and racing and having a nice time. Man, we about to blow up. So, unity, let's keep this thing going, brother.
Well, you know, I want to say this. I don't have any problems with Tony Bynes at all. I think the guy's a hustler. I think he does a great job of what he does. I've never spoke bad about him. The only thing I've ever spoke out on was the name of the car. It's just something I didn't agree with.
That's your opinion, and this is what our shows are for. It's for us to express your opinion. And
no, I know.
It's like Joe did last night. I mean, but what we're saying is that we got people getting on our chat line, making fake names or just making up stuff and saying stuff, and it's making us argue amongst us, and we don't need it.
But at the same time, though, we gave them that forum. We gave them that forum to talk shit, you know, and we just have to be smarter and about that. But you know, getting back to Tony real quick, I have no ill feelings for the guy at all. I think the guy does a great job behind the wheel. I think I've talked to him on the phone. I talked to him in Lena. Very nice guy. I got nothing bad to say about him. Even when he called out Grudge Inc. and all the ass whoopings he was going to hand everybody at the beginning of the year, I thought it was still ballsy, you know.
That's
his persona. That's what he is. That's what Tony Bynes. That's why they call him the boss. You know, he's going to say what he's going to say.
It's all good.
But Teo, you entitled to your opinion, Teo.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
I mean,
wrong.
You gave your opinion about how you felt about certain things, but anybody with any common sense know that you wouldn't drive no 2,200 miles if you hated somebody. You know, you wouldn't go down there because of the hatred. There's a lot of things that you might see people do that you may disagree with it, but that's not going to cause anybody to hate anybody, you know, because, first of all, I ain't working with no feelings. You know, my feelings, I leave my feelings at home with my family. You understand what I'm saying? When I go down there, I'm going to purely 100% engage and enjoy myself, because this is my life that I'm living, you know, and nobody knows when their life is going to come to an end. So, you know, when you live a life, you try to enjoy it to the fullest, man.
Yeah,
When we locked in that race with Tony, it wasn't because we hated him. That was us, you know, a sign of respect. Chad wanted to race Tony Bynes because he knew Tony Bynes was fast. It wasn't about anything other than if we locked in with him, we knew we were going to get a race. We knew he was going to come at us hard. We knew he wasn't going to play around. It was more of a respect than, and like I said, when I said that you know, I don't mean hating Tony Bynes. I mean in a respect where it's like, God, that guy's fast. God, that fucker, I can't stand him, he's so fast. It's out of respect. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
I don't mean any ill feelings, you know, towards anybody like that. I think it's more done out of respect. And that's why
I had somewhat of the same feeling about the name also too, but like Tony came on and cleared the air, you know, and you know, if that's what he seemed sincere enough to me, he don't have to seem sincere enough to me. That's what he said, so I'm going to take it for what he said, period. I just, you know, that's what we need to do sometimes. You know, somebody could be lying in our face, but if it's about a situation to try to go ahead and keep the peace and clear the air, hey, it is what it is, because one thing about it, it's his car. He can do whatever the hell he want to do with it, period.
You're right.
If Joe would have said, "No, man, I don't want you to name my car after that," it's like, well, you know, I'm just letting you know what I'm going to do. I mean, you can take that road. You can take any road you want. It was respectful that he asked him. I didn't know that he asked him. But, you know, it's just...
I don't know if he said he asked him, but, I mean, the thing is, it's really, I think what we need to do is kind of just go ahead and just let it ride.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, just let it ride. It's done. I mean, we squashed the beat. The thing is, I liked it because what I'm the environment that I'm trying to create for the 19th is everybody at the same place at the same damn time. I'm really trying to create that vibe. I'm crossing the boundaries and I'm speaking to people one on one. And I gotta tell you, man, everybody that I've talked to are pretty much on board. So I mean, I think we're gonna see more of the all the different races of the Candylands and all everybody at the same place at the same time, because it's we all trying to do what we love and do, and it's just, you know, we just gonna have a big dog fight.
Well, hey DJ, you want to be right, but you know we got on a little bit of badgering, let's say that, with Chad. What I mean? Some guys in California that we know, Chad came out there and locked in a race and they get a race. And we were trying to try to get
hold
a
on.
Race, man.
I'm gonna tell you this. We're gonna have guaranteed locked in races, man. We not doing nothing that bull. I mean, and I am not excluded. I'm holding myself to the same level. I mean, we doing locked in races, man. It's not gonna be a grudge fest with two or three grudge races get off. Oh no, you cannot be a killer unless you got one at least one, if not two, grudge races locked in. That's one of the qualifications to even wear that grudge and killer T-shirt on May the 19th.
Well, no, I'm just saying some of the guys were badgering. They were more or less badgering. Not say badgering. Chad, and I want to say it tonight with everybody on the phone. With Chad and Taylor, what they did, they came out twice. Things didn't go the way they wanted to. But some man came out, like you said, 1,500 miles, 1,000 miles to race. So, you know, guys back in California, the guys, you know, we don't want to race and don't want to play punk outs. It's not like that. We're nothing like that. DJ Grant just told you that. If you want to come, get down. Get down.
He's
gonna make sure that
you're gonna race. Oh yeah, we'll make sure you come. That I mean, if you need to be 2 or 3 weeks out. I mean, the bottom line, we're not really starting to try to do any lock-ins prior to we get a little closer, about 2 to 3 weeks out, maybe 2 weeks out. We're gonna start trying to officially lock them in, because there's several races between now and then. So ain't no reason to do nothing premature, because you know anybody can.
can hurt the car, the motor, anytime at any given time. Exactly. I'm shaking down like tomorrow, me? Y'all. So I'm
I locked in a race. Back in February and supposed to go in June. You know, I'm out of town right now testing. You know, but
my car's been down almost a month. And, you know, hopefully, Lord willing, I won't have no issues. But tomorrow I'm supposed to shake it out. I'm eager. That's why I'm up now. I can't sleep. I'm ready to go.
Hey, DJ, that's why they called you the number one stump.
Hey,
I'll tell y'all one thing I will say. I'll say this. This is our first year anniversary, and we've been moving along for a whole year. And we didn't have a little toils and stripes and ups and downs and stuff, but, you know, all at the same time, this is our anniversary, man, and it's a lot of stuff that went on in Grudging. I really truly enjoyed, man. Some things that was on the outside that era Grudging that I didn't care too much for, but who am I? You know, so my thing is, with the big first year anniversary, I don't want to miss it, man.
I don't want to miss it either. I got to open up another mic real quick, man. Let me open up another mic. 313-6547, your mic's live. Who's this?
Wayne.
Hello?
Hello?
That sounds like Hello? Wayne, ain't it?
Is that you, Wayne?
Yeah, hold on. Leave his mic open because Wayne might be at work. He might have set his phone down for a second, but, you know,
okay.
Even Wayne said something about a week ago, you know.
I don't think it's Wayne.
No, maybe not.
You know, I'll tell you, man, with all the
like
things coming
Fred.
Up, man.
That sounds like Big Fred now.
Big Fred?
Oh, Fred would have been answered.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
There he is.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. What's up, man? I'm at work right now, so I had to mute my mic and get out of that background noise. What's going on, fellas? Teo, Kev, Tyson, Jerry, DJ.
You out there playing with all them white women. You just didn't want us to hear about it, that's all. I know what you're up to.
I wish I was. I'm at the JOB tonight. Yeah, I'm at the work. So. You know, I had to make that money, get that bread.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, fellas? Everybody good tonight?
Everybody doing good, man.
Okay, I ain't get a chance to smell no rubber. I think I've been working midnight this week, covering for a couple of my guys. That's also, I worked midnight shift this week, so I didn't get a chance to get out there. But everybody know that they putting on a race at Milan on May the 4th. Never Scared Racing Peso, Grudge Inc. doing a race, as well as June 15th, Little Tony's race at Martin, Michigan, 131. So we got two good events coming to the Michigan area in the next few months. So we need to make sure everybody get out and support these guys in their endeavors, you know.
And don't forget, we got Slouchy coming on the race on the 15th.
Well, that's what I just said, the 15th, 131, Little Tony and number one Slouch. They're going to race at 131, number one Slouch and Little Tony. And like I said, Big Wayne, Never Scared Racing, and Peso, Grudge Inc. is doing an event at Milan, May the 4th. So we need to...
DJ, DJ, you still there?
I'm here, uh-huh.
DJ, when is yours?
May 19th.
May 19th. Oh, man, you guys running these things together too much. May 19th.
Mine is next month.
The May 4th race at Mining Job, that was something that was thrown in. We had 2 weeks ago, we had a meet and greet talk with Mining Dragway a couple Sundays ago. So we sat down and had some things out. The drivers... the Grudge Racers and the track owner and officials, we hashed some things out. And they had a date open. So we sat down and talked with Peso, Big Wayne Never Scared, and they came up with a date with Grudge Inc. to have an event there. So that was like at the last minute. that was put in. But the June 15th, Little Tony in number one slouch race, we already knew about that. So
yeah,
we got these two events coming up. And, you know, this happened to be that close together for the North. So hopefully, like I said, everybody come out and support these guys, and let's make it happen. Yeah, what's been going on, man? You say you out of town testing?
Who was that?
I said Kevin. I heard you say he's out of town testing.
Yeah, he's testing them airport ones.
Okay, so he's gonna be he ready then. He ready to go. Ready to be ready to engage.
Hey, Fred,
you come back.
Hey, Fred, you know your boy. Hey, Fred, you know your nephew, man. He got that got a hold of that thing, and now he doing. Right. He got one of these girls out here with him now.
Hey, man, with him.
He, I'm in a motel room. He down in another motel room with the girl.
Oh, hey, I'd rather be with the girl than with the boy, so he's doing good.
I told him he had called me the other day. I said, man, Fred jumped in my car so bad. Man, you ain't called me. I said, Fred, I was going over the bridge one day and was damn dropped all my contacts. And he's like, how's Fred doing? I said, he's doing good. I said, man, Fred, I know the show down there. You know the show we come to down there when Doozy was at, when y'all on the east side?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Brian.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
Man. He said, Daddy, I can't wait to go there. I love Fred. Fred always talk to me, keep me straight. And I said, yeah. I said, Fred, he loves you and Fred and, Fred and you and Doc James, man.
Well, you can let him know that, like I said, we got the Fast Show and Never Scared. We're putting on a big car show over there this summer. We got a date, a tentative date, but I'm not going to throw it out there yet because I'm going to do probably a couple more before then, plus the White Castle reunion. I'm putting that together now. I'm getting everything, all my dates together right now. So we're going to have a lot of car shows, some fests, some grudge fests. You know, these races, I have been in contact with Ubley Dragway. They contacted me. They want to do some things up at Ubley. So you will see the Fast Show promotions, WW promotions. We're going to be doing something at Ubley Dragway that will be yet to come with some dates. So we got some things in the fire right now, man. So we just got to make sure we support each other. You know, I heard DJ Mateo, you guys talking about how all these haters, you know, the negativity, the devil works, man, all day long, man. But if you let him in your circle, if you let him, in there, they going to take over, man. So, you know,
right.
All the haters out there, fuck them, you know.
That's
fuck
right.
Them, let them do what they do. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to stick to my agenda, my plan, and help people. I want people to help me. I want to support you. You support me. You know, that's what we don't have a lot of right now.
And I want to say something about
that.
That's
the
devil
it's all about.
Fred here in Detroit, big Fred in Detroit, man, he has done a lot of nice things, good things for the drag races, and never asked nobody for a freaking dime. The man's been doing it for years. I support everything he does. You know, I'm proud of Fred.
He'll
feed
you
got on
and
this
he'll feed you good. That's one thing about him. He will feed you good.
What?
You're going to eat. You're going to do nothing else. I'm going to feed you. We gonna eat. Ain't that right, Larry?
I'm gonna
let you know that. We gonna eat.
That's for sure. He gonna feed you. That's for sure.
Hey, let me tell you one thing about Fred. Fred don't play. You from Detroit. You from, you know, you from California. Fred, you his people. You his people. You know what I'm saying? When you come to any one of his events, he don't play that. You is his people. And Fred is always
we gonna keep you. Like you said, you gotta keep it 100, man. Yeah,
right.
Keep it 100.
Well, all I can say is this, man. You guys better have some pancakes because I gotta try them pancakes. You got my boy Chad all spun up, okay?
Hey Fred, just make sure you bring your friend take over.
Well, hold on one second, guys. Let me. I gotta get another call in, man. Hold on one second. 901-2877. What's going on?
Yo, Teo.
What's up, baby?
It's 901 Witt.
Oh, yeah.
Down
I know.
Texas,
give us a race report, Witt. I know.
Tell us what's happening. What's going on?
I'm on the line now. They got me finna run a twin turbo over here in goddamn Texas.
Uh-oh.
We on the line now. We got two cars finna go. We the next two cars up. Running with the junior car. We knocked Hillbilly off about an hour ago with the junior car. and Cinderella paid the lockup.
Oh man, I'm
coming around
man.
The house now, guys. I don't know of any other grudge races really right now, but we've been trying to run everybody on the damn premises.
Come on, man.
Oh, nice.
How much you got this one locked in for? How much you got this one locked in for?
$2,500. We just ran here, Billy, for $2,700. We're going to run this one for $2,500.
Oh. Well, there y'all have.
How's the crowd? How's the crowd, though, Wick?
Oh, nice crowd. Nice crowd, man.
Nice crowd. I figured that. It sounds like
Coming Dog got a nice show over here.
They say
I need to get
dog,
this last one.
Nice
they got me running the damn twin turbo like damn DJ Grant. So, you know how that is. We're going to try. We're going to try to get his ass out the way.
Yeah. Y'all pulling the staging area yet?
We hear them. Two cars finna go down, and then we the next two.
So
I figure probably the next 10 minutes.
I think you can do that.
I'm gonna let somebody else hold them on.
Hey,
Somebody keep us focused.
I'm going to
mute my mic, though.
I'm going to hold the phone so we can come right back and let us know what happened.
I was going to tell him to put the phone in his pocket so we can hear the car take a pass.
He might hang up.
So we get that surround sound. I want to hear where you're shifting that in the car, baby.
I want to hear that little voice
on the computer say shift now.
You mentioned turbos, boy. DJ getting hot right now.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say, you better hope you run like mine.
You know what, Wick, he's a racer, man.
He get down, so I guess he's there with hell. We still got him on the line, right?
Yeah, he's still on the line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know, DJ, what cracks me up about you, man, is every time someone wants a lock and race and they get all aggravated and they're talking to you, you're like, okay, all right.
I'm gonna do a DJ line.
Yeah.
I went all the way over to Tijuana, Mexico to get this special guest for y'all, man.
Oh,
and,
shit.
You might want to say hello to y'all, man. He spoke to y'all.
Who
the
other one?
Hey,
Saloka,
Sabuel.
Uncle Leroy crazy ass.
What up,
Kevin?
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Uncle Leroy?
Hey, y'all, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Man, I'm in Chicago, goddamn.
Yeah.
Larry said you was down in Tijuana. I'm running out to the car to get in the car and take a drive down, man.
He makes the shit up, man.
Dude, I was going to come down there and get you and take you to that club called the O. I know my way
there. That's what's up.
Wait a minute. That's the club dog
was talking about where them convertibles is at.
You say convertible with them drag queens and some shit.
Hey,
I call them convertibles.
Oh, boys, right?
Dog say, be careful when you go down there.
Hey, because dog seen it and done it all.
Yeah, fuck them, boys. Hey, I don't fuck with them boys. Just fuck them.
I'm looking out for you, man. Tail trying to put you in the cat bag, man. I didn't tell you about that. He's trying to set you up, man.
Brother, you talking about called the Oh Hell No show.
You know any bar, you know any bar named a black hole, it can't be nothing good in there.
Did you say fat hole, bushy nuts, all that bullshit?
I don't want nobody to comment.
All I have to say is, is Pac around?
This who?
Pac, old Pac-Man, you around?
Put your mouth on. Fight.
Y'all crazy, man.
I wasn't around. This is me personally speaking. He did the right thing.
The reason why I was asking DJ, because, you know, I always catch hear this or hear that. He's with us, he's not with us, he's with us, he's not with us. And I was just curious on, I figured, man, if everybody's making amends, maybe we should all just do it and go forward again.
I think he's trying to, I mean, this is the thing, guys, I'm going to say this, because he's a grown man, and he gonna do what he wants to do and what he feels is best for him. So if he wants that, whatever he wants to do, he can do it because he is his own man. Now, you know, you can only give a man advice, but the man gonna do what he want to do.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know. I'm not his daddy. All I can try to do is be his his brother.
Right. What about his stepdad?
I have a brother, but you know, my blood brother, he's, you know, all I can do is give him advice. But he's a grown man. He gonna do what he wanna do. So,
yeah.
You know, I gotta say this, man.
You know, his thing is he wants to bring action. And that's the way he feels like he bring action. So that's the way his mind thinks. That's the way he wants to, you know. So hey, what can we do? He's a grown man. I mean, that's how he feels. So
you know, DJ, I got to tell you this. I did see some of the videos that he's shot. And all kidding aside, that guy does awesome work. I thought it was outstanding. The guy does good work. I mean, That's the thing, Taylor.
I mean, if he can come, and I'm not knocking anything that he does, or especially what he does to make a living. I'm not knocking anything like that. You know, it's one thing if you have one or two people saying something about you, but when you got a lot more than that, you know, sometimes maybe you just need to take a little heed to you know what some people are saying, but you know it. Again, he's his own man. He's got to do what's best for him. He's the only one that can change if he wants to make a change or whatever. You know, if it's working for him, then it's fine. You know, to hell with everybody who got their opinion of him, because I mean, if it's working for him, it's working for him.
Yeah.
But,
DJ, I think I missed something. Did something happen or did you?
No,
you
no,
just trip about
my,
the Jerry Springer type of shit.
But the question was asked was, you know, what was BET's deal? Is he cool with Grudge
status,
Inc., I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he is. I mean...
Well, he knows.
I hadn't heard anything from BET since the other night it came on, and we was having a real good show. It was on Wednesday night. It was actually
Crew Chief.
It was Crew Chief show that Biz was running, and it's probably about 15 minutes before the show went off. I mean, I don't really want to beat a dead horse because it's over and done with, but. He had asked the question, why did Grudge Inc. put a race on top of Fat Tuesday for the reschedule of Fat Tuesday? And I guess he was thinking that was something that Grudge Inc. had done. And like I told him, I said, this guy is my witness. I'm the only one that was responsible for that, got that date. Nobody else coerced me to get it. And I was not trying to put anything on top of the Fat Tuesday race or anything like that. Was not the agenda, and that's not what we was trying to do, because I could answer and speak on it clearly because I'm the one that got the date.
Well, you know, on the other side of the coin, DJ, I mean, look how good it turned out because what happened down in Hattiesburg with the tornado and everything.
Yeah. The bottom line was, we was all there to support that Tuesday. I mean, everybody was. I mean, we was leaving Lena and going to Fat Tuesday. That's, you know, it's one thing where.
I know what the hell you're talking about because we was in the damn restaurant right over that by the goddamn tornado. And they go, running the freezer. I said, I'm not running this goddamn freezer. Fuck around getting locked up in that motherfucker. I'd rather be wrestling with that damn tornado than running the goddamn freezer.
Okay, man, you need to stop. You need to stop.
And then running the freezer. She kissed my ass. It's cold up in there. I forgot that. Hey, Bo, what was your name at that restaurant we was at? Shit, they had it running down free,
Yeah, all right. Hey, Uncle Leroy, you was at the Waffle House.
Hell no, I wouldn't have goddamn Waffle House. Hell no. Hell fucking no. Waffle House don't have TVs all over the wall there goddamn well. I forgot the name of that movie.
Hey, that's what I'm talking. You'd have ran right into the freezer, and soon you walked in there and locked the door, the doggone tornado would have stopped.
Okay, that shit, right?
Sitting in there.
Yeah, that's some bullshit there. Yeah, mate. Shit. I stood there looking at the motherfucker shit. And if it came up, because it shot straight past us, if it started coming closer to me, I'd have got the fuck out of his way. He wasn't going to do his thing, and I'd watch his ass some more.
Shit.
Fuck you. Run your ass in the freezer. Yeah, man. Hey, it's funny as hell, right? Because I was thinking about that movie, Mars Attack. Anybody ever seen that movie?
Yep.
The motherfucker, you know, motherfucker be like, we come in peace. And then you put your gun down, they shoot the shit out of you. I said, this is some bullshit here, man.
Hey, that's South Central out here, baby.
Man. motherfucker, play like they about to suck your dick in there and shoot you. Boy, this some bullshit here. Man. Yeah, this some bullshit here, you know. You know, like, there's so many people running around here, you know, saying they would it. And then, quicker they get a chance, they shoot the shit out of you. This some bullshit here. They're funny looking motherfuckers, too. Shit.
Yeah. Hey, that's why if I ever catch me a little Martian, I'm gonna fuck his ass up just because of that.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to be friends. Can we just be friends? No, dude, you're on Earth. I'm gonna fuck your ass up.
Hello?
What if he's driving Vegas?
Hey, what's up, baby? Tell me what
happened. I'm back on the show. Yeah, they got me, y'all. I don't know. My man was way out front. He lifted. I don't know. I got to ask him why he lifted.
Mm.
Yeah. My man was, man, way out front, man. Got out of it and got back in. I have no idea. The car wasn't doing nothing crazy. It wasn't doing nothing. So they got us.
I tell you one thing. We're not trying to be funny. Turbos do it on the other end, not on the front end.
Nah, that motherfucker, I run them back. I don't know. We was way out front. I don't know what he looked like. Yeah, that motherfucker,
that
was nothing.
That motherfucker,
that was nothing.
He wasn't nothing.
Nah, man, shit.
Y'all probably
got long gone on that man. My guy lifted. I don't know why he lifted. I wasn't trying to get up. They wasn't trying to knock the tire off. I don't know what he lifted for.
Probably
trying
to keep it up
200
mile an hour.
He
did.
Hey,
yeah.
Rick.
Yeah.
You're driving your pay tonight?
Huh?
I said, will your driver, will he get paid tonight?
But y'all still up, though. Y'all up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he gets paid.
Y'all,
yeah,
y'all three, paid. Y'all two, and, y'all two and one, though.
Who?
Yeah. I said, y'all
oh,
up,
you mean
though.
He'll be there. Yeah. My, I got to go around and check the car out. I got to go around and check the car out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When I had them motherfuckers strung out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which y'all still up, though, right?
I mean, we don't know what happened.
I don't think he drives a whip no more. No,
I ain't there, man.
Hold on, y'all.
What happened?
The guy said his boy hadn't covered. He got off the gas.
Nah, he don't really know what happened yet, man. Let him see what happened.
Went wrong, though.
Car must have broke or something. Something had to happen.
Probably so.
Some turbos kicked in.
I think,
trying to keep it under 200.
Let me tell you something. I was dead serious when I told what I was telling with that. Let me tell you one thing about, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, when I beat the white boys, they had me, shoot, 2.5 cars at the 330. Close to the 330. But that's when mine was coming, you know, because we had to take a lot of power out because we had got the bad lane. The guy just wrecked and oiled down the lane before we raced. But shoot, everybody said they don't know how the hell I got back up there. I said, I don't know. It's called
turbo
kicking,
huh?
Shit. Man.
You know, DJ, I had a turbo drag bike.
Mm-hmm.
I was running on an eight inch tire.
I had a turbo.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
And I had I was running in a top gas class. It was an 820 index.
Uh-huh.
And most of the bikes, there are just a few turbo bikes, but most of the bikes in there were naturally aspirated bikes.
Uh-huh.
And when I had the motor built, I asked the guy, you know, yeah, DJ, about that motherfucker wasn't working on shit.
Hey,
what happened? What happened to Mike? Did it? Oh, okay.
126.
Yeah, I think it's okay, but I don't
see
the video, but it's got a chance. I could go the tires off,
got out, got one back, got out, got hit off. Yeah. Did both tires off? Yeah. Knock
the
tires
out,
out
on
begin.
Yeah,
knock
the tires
off, out
past
the
picture.
Yeah.
No,
not on
that.
No,
not
on
this
side. They Google shit is in the film. I had him way over. You see that shit out of Philadelphia?
Yeah, he just got out the groove, probably, you know. He got out of here. Whooped
yeah.
So.
Yeah. It don't take.
We won and one over something. Here and got the lockup paid on one, so. I'm up for 5-2.
Yeah. Yeah, I still up, though.
Hey, he said, yeah, I'm going to mute y'all.
Okay.
All right, man. All right.
He said something milky.
What I did on my bike, I was running, you know, boosting the bike, but I put the motor was it was 11 to 1.
Whoa.
And I ran 12 pounds of boost in the bike, and when I would leave, I was leaving right with these guys. Maybe a bike link, they would get out on me a little bit. But I was miling out on them like crazy.
You would come around them like they was tied, like they was glued to them,
oh.
Like they were hitting brakes.
Oh yeah, once I passed them, got them in fifth gear, I just put my hand, take the hand off, just give them a little wave. You're done. Next.
Dude,
I love that when that boost comes in, man. That boost comes in, it's just to the E ticket.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I had on my license plate on the bike. I had a license plate painted on. At Disneyland, before they used to have the ticket books, there. The e-ticket got you on the real fast rides.
Yeah.
So that's what the license plate said. It said e-ticket on it.
The best thing I could ever did was get rid of that damn turbo boost I had. Because I'm such a speed freak. Well, going to have a turbo, a high boost that's already fast and have a turbo on it? Dude.
Yeah, that's
first
insane.
Night I went out with it. First night I went out with some other buddies that had, you know, some work done on their boosters. We got out on the highway. And I said, we'll get to the top here, y'all just kick it. Let's see what this thing will do. So we all looked at each other, we're probably running about 60, 70. I looked over at him, gave him a nod, said, y'all kick it. Boom. Oh, so I'm hit it. Boom. I just waited a second and I said, let me go get him. Man, think about it. You run a 67, but I laid down on that thing. It probably burnt. It probably smoked the tire about 100 feet from there, you know. I mean, it hooked. I mean, it come around them so fast. We got to the next exit, got out and said, man, we ain't never seen them like that before. And I was like, I mean, come around so fast like they hit brakes, man.
Those bikes are just sick, man, those high boosters. They are just... Suzuki found a way to build the shit out of a motor and stuck it in the... I just can't believe how fast those things are.
Stupid. That's a great thing. It's already fast with that one, man.
Midnight Tape, y'all. Bring them grills, man. Bring the grills. We're going to get down.
But
hey, what about
the 18th?
What's happening on the 18th?
On the 18th, it's a...
We're going to be at Macon.
It's another. But after, what is that, DJ? 28 of us? Something?
I think they got a shootout in Macon. If I'm not mistaken, it's going to be a four-car G-body shootout. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's going to be Don Yates, crew chief, I think the white boys, and who's the fourth one? And Cole Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Killer, if I'm not mistaken.
If I'm wrong, they're going to have a lot of people there making too then, so they're just going to be in Macon.
Oh, yeah, the zoo is the zoo, baby.
All right.
Be the pregame jump off. Hey, did Wick come back on the phone?
He did, but he's checking on the car, I think, of him.
Yeah, he's on mute. He's still on the line. He's just on mute.
Hey, Kevin, so you down there testing. Is the car running good?
He's testing up Air Force One.
Oh, he's testing him, too?
Air Force One?
He wants to get at the gas.
You seeing how them Air Force Ones hooking?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought
like
he had
double
blown out there.
Hey Tyson, like a double, give them to you.
Say what?
I said, when I get done, I'm gonna give them to you. The Air Force Ones.
Oh, y'all, guess who I talked to yesterday?
Who?
G-Shot.
Oh, I thought G somewhere this weekend. Yeah.
I talked to G day before
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I talked to him too. That's crazy.
No, G was somewhere this weekend. He's going somewhere this weekend.
He don't talk to me.
Huh?
A lot of people got out this weekend. A lot of people should be calling in and seeing what's going on. A lot of people got a chance to test some cars today, didn't they?
Yeah,
y'all test on Saturday and Sundays up there, or just Saturday?
Shit, Miley came out with their new schedule. Shit, they got a test and tune damn near every other day now. Before it was just Wednesdays and Fridays. Saturday night, shit, they got a test and tune every day of the week, damn near.
Trying to pay the bill.
Yeah, well, my about to become an outlaw truck. They find that money in their grudge racing.
Hey, that seems like that's where the money at, the outlaw track.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean, don't get mad at them, you know. It's just, only thing I see bad with mine is that they got a lot of cars there. And like one night I went there, I paid $80 just to race.
Man, it's raining. It's raining so hot in Chicago, man. I'm finna go get my boat.
So it is, Larry. I just left from outside, man. In lightning.
Man, pouring down.
It's coming this way. It's coming this way, Larry.
It's coming this way.
Yeah, we supposed to get it, what? Monday?
It's a good thing. Y'all gonna get this tomorrow morning
sometime. That'll be in y'all tomorrow morning.
Don't y'all get tail started.
I was just gonna ask right now. I was gonna say, are you guys gonna be getting that white stuff, DJ? What's that white stuff that falls out of the sky? What do you guys call it?
Rain.
No,
you guys supposed to be getting any of that stuff?
Don't even jinx us. We got rain. We ain't got
that's
nothing
over,
white.
Man.
Rain.
That's
okay.
Over. That's over.
Oh. Yeah, snow is done.
If it rains, I'm going to make sure I catch a plane down there and hit you in your jaw because you jinxed it. Then I'm going to come right back home.
Listen, man, I had to Google that word snow because I didn't know what the hell it was. Sunshine, we got plenty of that, baby. That snow stuff, that's a whole different ballgame, man.
We're going to get on another subject. How about that Michigan game?
Man,
I thought we was going to
lose that one.
No.
I wasn't
worried about it.
Your tablet's going to fall off.
Tyson, we playing Louisville. For my final four, only two of the teams that I picked went to the final four, and then I had those two teams going to the championship if they went, and they're in. I had Louisville and Michigan at the very end.
Let me tell you, I cleaned up all year because everybody was doubting Michigan. I'm a Michigan fan anyway. I cleaned up all year. Since the season started, I cleaned up.
Man, Tyson, that game they played when they came back in the last 2 minutes. You'll never see that again in life.
And the killer,
you will never see
all them coming back next year.
No, that one boy said he leaving. They was on the radio. They was on the one of the talk shows today. Said he said his mom was on display, but he said he leaving. He said he's gonna go ahead and leave this year. I can't think of his name. Was it Burke or one other voice? So you're going to leave. Where's Uncle Leroy at?
Going to get some bags.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen. I want you guys to listen to this. My 3-year-old just came home. I want you here to listen to this. Chachi. Hey, tell, where's Kevin from? Where's Kevin from? Don't touch that. Where's Kevin from? Can't say it loud. Kevin didn't hear you.
Chachi called me. Everyone's there telling me that. Detroit, Motor City.
That's it. That's what she says. She knows.
She called me every day. Hey, what you doing? Nothing. She's like.
She'll walk. Hey, listen. When we're watching stuff on TV or she'll.
she'll hear, like, they'll set all the Detroit Tigers. She'll go, Detroit, Motor City.
I'm glad y'all are representing us.
Yeah, she's a funny one, that one.
But yeah, man.
I don't know. I seriously doubt, man, that fourth ain't, I know for sure that fourth ain't going to work for me, man. That just ain't working for me. I know the 19th going to. Well, that's the 18th. So they're doing a G-body shootout, DJ, and then they're doing then they're going to recovery.
Hello.
Yeah.
We decide we're gonna try to do it again. Y'all, they're going back around and see if we're gonna do it again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, nice.
What do you say went wrong with?
He drove at the groove. I looked at the video. We just pulled it up on the camera. He drove right at the groove. In this tracker, you got the whole car in the groove. They got sticky shit on each side of the groove. If you get at the groove, any kind of way, it's going to blow the tile.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. They got sticky shit all over. Then they got the mops they wiping all over the fucking. And I said, oh, don't wipe no more. Please, don't wipe. So he drove it out the groove. We looked at it on the video. He drove it right out the groove. So, you know, just a driver here. You know, we had him problem. Shit, we're going to try it again. Yeah, we got to send him.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Hey, where y'all down there? What, Texas?
Yeah, we're in Houston, Texas. Yeah.
How far is from Memphis?
How far is that from Memphis?
10. About 9.
Yeah, about 9.
Okay.
Between 9 and 10.
Hey, Whit.
Yo.
I got one question for DJ. Shut the fuck up. You know, I'm one of the nasty motherfuckers. How do women look down
there
in Houston?
How do? Oh, great.
Oh,
man. Extremely great.
That's what I mean.
When I won that first race, my ass Nardo came back with some motherfuckers on a golf cart. Lord, Jesus. I was sweating and jumping up and down, and they were like, "Ooh, we love this." I said, "Yes, sir. We that's what we talking about."
Hey,
so where y'all going next? I said, "Shit, probably South Carolina." And we can't come that far. I said, "Why not?"
Tell him where
you're going. Like you in, goddamn it.
Hey, wait, did you see that girl? Did you see that girl? In Lena, Mississippi, and they were right across from where DJ was. And she had the tight leopard.
Don't put DJ in
this. There's no way DJ missed that. He couldn't.
Hey, which one of these with?
Every time I walked past that pit, she always caught me looking, and she always saw my tongue dragging on the asphalt every time, man. Every time. I just like they can't get no tighter outside of painting those suckers on.
But you know what? You know what? Hey guys, we got just a grudging girl from every state.
Hey Tayo, you didn't have that shirt you normally wear, was it?
Now one thing I'm kind of mad at grudging about. Hey, I'm mad at grudging. It's weird. Mad at grudging. No grudge ink guys over here.
Shut up, really?
You know what?
I think Wick, we might get us a grudge ink girl from every state and let her battle. We put up a couple dollars at the end of the day. You know, me, see Wick, I'm gonna tell you, I was one of them nasty motherfuckers. I want you to drop it hot.
Yeah.
California girls wouldn't win.
Huh?
Why's that?
What happened in Darlington? Y'all know anything about over there?
No, I haven't heard nothing from there, man.
I read some on the board earlier. That I think Tony
ain't
won the
coming
race
back. What'd they say?
No bang bang?
30 minutes. Yeah, we're gonna do it again, y'all.
Okay.
We're gonna do it again. All right.
I think I read on the board that Tony beat somebody over there, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I thought Tony got beat over there. They said,
"Nah,
Somebody said Tony for the well, you know, it might have been somebody just predicting giving Tony for the win, but I thought that's what they said Tony won.
Yeah, they said Tony got beat in the gangster boot too, I think.
I'll get on there and look. It was early today when I looked, when I read it. Well, do your thing, brother. Do your thing. Hope y'all get them this time.
What's called Wick running now? He running King Kong Jr.?
Yeah, we're running Junior over here. Yeah, we're running Junior.
Now, ain't you and Biz got something going on?
Huh?
You and Biz got a race coming up? I mean, you and Biz, you got something going on for King Kong Jr.?
Is we supposed to race?
Yeah, I just wondered if you and Biz had something going on.
Nah. I think they supposed to be coming down next weekend, but nah, me and Biz ain't got nothing going on. Yeah. Yep.
Hey,
so I guess we're going in foul in a minute, huh?
You got a detail team, man. Your cars be clean all the time. You got armor on the tires and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they talking about that over here.
Wait, I ain't gonna lie.
Not a
wipe,
not
the
a wiping on
the cars in the world.
That ain't that damn clean. Hold on real quick.
All right, Wick.
Gotta look good while you're doing it.
Man, Wick should be clean, dude. Wick should
be clean.
That's my motto.
That's my motto. Gotta look good while you're doing it.
Well, Tyson, you can afford to do that.
Shit, who told you that?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna drop my car. You gotta paint it. My shit got painted and been in there for fucking 7 years. All cracked up and everything.
Telling me something I don't know.
You know
it,
right?
I told you several times, Kev. I ain't rich. I just do rich people shit sometimes.
But I tell you what, that goddamn boot you got, that's a pretty motherfucker. All bullshit aside, that's a pretty motherfucker he got.
It don't run, though.
That bitch wrong.
You're right.
You need to stop that bullshit. You need to stop that bullshit. You know
what? Fuck a pig.
Okay.
I need rescue. I need 911. I need Baywatch to come help.
Tyson, you can stop that bullshit. I know you. That's a clean motherfucker. It run good. It's a nice car.
That's why you go to the car shows, right?
Huh?
Huh?
That's why you go to the car shows with it.
Ooh.
Shit, man. I've only won one trophy at a car show. That was it. And wasn't nobody there. I know your car won a couple damn trophies. You, matter of fact, you won when we did Autorama that year.
No, I ain't win nothing.
Room Boy Red up to? Where Red up to? Red's doing good?
Oh, yeah, he good. We'll hang out today. Ripping a running game.
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah,
Taylor,
I'm here.
You there?
I'm here.
Let me tell you about Reg and Tyson. Man, these boys had a 68, the dart y'all had, all original. Man, them boys are poor.
Oh, that. No, it was
that
a 60.
That motherfucker was so goddamn pretty,
64.
Dude. It was all original. Tyson painted. It was real.
Oh, you seen that car with the green one?
Yeah, that bitch was, man, I was like, y'all take my shit. Let me have that. I want to ride out. And the damn women,
yeah,
and them like, that's a pretty.
And the killer,
damn.
That was a 64. It still had the push button transmission, AC, straight six, everything.
Yep. Man, they pull up, man, just that was a nice car. That car was beautiful. That car
man,
was.
Just painted it.
I know it. Man, Tyson lays some paint, dude. I'm telling you, y'all bullshit, man. The man can lay some paint. You need to, you know, call him and talk to him. Tails is, where are you? You his manager or his bookie?
Who's that?
Tyson. Tyson can spray his ass off.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to pay Tails, Dude Brown.
I'm bringing the paint.
Hey Tyson, you starting something again? You starting something again? Young boys got that one car, that Mustang called Doodle Brown. He's gonna get them on the phone now.
I can't name another car after somebody, so sorry. See? So you're just gonna have to go back to Rattle Can Red. That's what I like. I was going through the garage and I'm like, what's this bag? And I picked up this bag. Yeah, there was 8 full cans of Rattle Can Red in there, baby. I was like, I'm ready to go racing now.
I'll just
paint the car at the track, look nice and shiny for the photo ops. Have a nice day.
Already eBay, every parts store, and all around, got your face up and told them, do not sell you no more Rattle Can paint ever again in life.
Well, then you better hurry and put some paint on it, man. Or else I'm gonna get one of them stickers and it's gonna say painted by Tyson.
Like I don't know that cat.
If I could afford Tyson, let me spray mine right now. I say fuck it, it's a race car.
Oh, I got the perfect color for you, pink and white, Mary Kay, pink and white.
I can't afford you, Tyson.
Can't who?
I said I cannot afford you.
Man, I ain't no hot dollar person to deal with.
Yeah.
I don't know why people think that.
How much you charge for one?
I see CTR saying they put green candy apple stripe like I did on my car.
What car they painted?
They got a pearl white with a candy apple green stripe on it. I got the factory white with the candy apple stripe on my car. House of colors.
Ooh, CPR painted the car that color, white with green stripes.
Yeah,
The hood scoop. The hood scoop is green on it, like a candy green. It looks pretty good.
Oh.
It's like a pearl white with a green. Oh, hey, DJ. DJ, you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm here. What?
Hey, listen, I forgot to tell you. We got into all that discussion there now. Your buddy's Z that we were talking about last week?
Yeah.
Is it a 280 Z or is it like a Z28?
280.
Okay. All right. I actually talked to them yesterday about it. Told him about the car.
He was on. Oh, okay. Yeah, he actually the guy Jerry. He was on the line earlier, right before I came on.
Uh-huh.
That's his brother that was talking.
Oh, okay. And I told him. I told him yesterday because I went and got fuel from them for my car, and I told him about the car, and he said, and it's a 280Z. I said, yeah. He said it's a 280Z on street tires. And that's what it's on. I don't know what he's going to race it on, but he said he wants to slap you guys around like a redheaded stepchild. And he goes, he said what? I'm like, well, he didn't say it, but I'm sure he would. You know, sometimes you got to kick a donkey in the ass to move, DJ. Okay, I mean these are my boys. I
make,
got nothing but bad love for them.
Make them
sometimes
do something.
You got to give a little push start.
A little jump stuff.
And I just told myself,
Teo, what's going to happen when a donkey turns on you?
You run like hell, baby. Run.
You know them donkeys bite hard in a motherfucker.
Yeah. But I was just joking with them. I said I can call him, just let him know if you guys scared, don't want to go out there. He goes, man, what the fuck? Why would you say that? We ain't scared to race nobody. I'm just saying. We got to take it back east, and the guy's already kind of hem-hawing around what you want to do, and you don't know about Detroit, and you don't know about Chicago going out there. So I don't know if you want to go out to Montgomery, Alabama. Then I had to go use that Jedi mind game. I said, look,
If we go to Montgomery, it's just straight across. Just straight across. We ain't got to go up those hills to go to Chicago and Detroit. And he already said, that's true, you don't. And I'm just thinking, oh, no. I don't know if I want to take you guys up, and then people going to eat you guys up.
They got the Cheech and Chong syndrome.
It's like the Roadrunner talking to the coyote, man. But they're interested in it, you know. And I just told them, I said, I said it'd be good to do it at the Grudge Inc., you know, on the
anniversary.
Because when they first started, I said, they didn't have California in the mix. I said, now a year later they do. So I'm just trying to get – what I'm trying to do is just get a group of the cars that, we're all talking, and we actually conference called a couple guys up in Northern California. And the guys in Northern California definitely are in. They want to do this. It's just how it works out, DJ. It's just not everybody can make every single race that's going on.
But this one's
a pretty important one. That's what I told these guys when I was on the phone conference with all them and was at the shop with those guys. This one is important for Grunge Inc. Because Grunge Inc. is where nobody ever expected them to be. They didn't think it was going to last as long as it did or get as strong or as big and as fast as it did. And so, he says, how much does he want to do for? I said, hey, call on the show. When you guys come on, you want to talk about it. I said, I'll call
it can be gentlemen, man. Whatever they feel comfortable with or whatever, be fine, man. It won't be a thing where somebody trying to buy a bid or buy, whatever they feel comfortable with.
Especially on this show, man. This show, you get to hear everybody talk. Some of them shows, I start rubbing my forehead like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Let me go give you the Tylenol, man. I'm
going to
need the
bomb. As long as you don't get red hot on here, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell, you need to get some shows out there in California. Get all your guys together out there, and y'all just start racing out on your coast. And, get your group of guys together out there and just call them Grudge Inc. shows until, get big out there, Get them guys to join into the game.
What we're doing is going to have a race here in March and next year. We're planning on that right now. And the reason why we're doing it next year is only because it's too soon. With everybody in the South and the North and even the East, you guys are starting to get into your game now. And I think it'd be harder for you guys to stop everything to come out here. I think it'd be easier if we did it at the beginning of the season when you guys aren't racing. I think that trip would be easier for you guys to come out if you want to come out. And race out this way. That's why we're doing what we're going to do it in March, February or March, because the weather's still warm out here.
Yeah, okay.
It might dip into like the low 70s in March, but. Yeah. It'd be good enough to go racing in. Huh? May 4th, y'all were on King Kong about Austin. Okay. We might can do that. Come on, man. We're going to be ready in 15 minutes.
Oh, they getting ready to go to the line.
Nah, that's up. Dude, we'll be ready in 15 minutes, man. 30 minutes too long.
They're gonna get ready to go to the line.
Y'all trying
and
to
the
let
show's
you...
gonna end and gonna leave us hanging. We ain't gonna know nothing tonight.
I'm gonna
learn
a lot. Yeah, tell them one thing, man. We got. I need to get you one of these things too. Come on.
What we got left, Theo? 5 minutes.
I give him one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got about that.
Yeah, that
maybe a little less.
Put the fan. You got to get the.
Show you what kind of phone to get.
Get the fan out.
Yeah.
We can't on the phone though.
Converter.
Come and show you how it works, man.
Show him how it works.
Yeah, he's on the phone. They're trying to go on and do it, and I guess my man talking about another 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Don't they know they're live on the air right now?
What time is it out there?
Here, where?
It's on the same time we is, man. It's got to be
12. No. Texas is 2 hours, so it's about midnight right now out there.
Oh, okay.
It's midnight here, right?
1 o'clock.
It's 11:56 in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's almost 55.
It'll be the same in Texas.
Okay, so it's almost midnight in Texas.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 more minutes.
It'll be 1 o'clock y'all time, though, DJ, right?
Right, DJ, remember how it is.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's 12:55.
And Michigan, too, right?
But then, I mean,
but then
Montgomery would be the same time as y'all.
I hope none of you guys get your ass tore up for being up until 1 o'clock.
DJ, I'll keep you posted on that. If something happens, if these guys want to do something during the week, I'll call into your show with it.
All right.
Okay, and this way, because I don't want to wait a whole week or nothing like that. But if something happens during the week, I'll get a hold of you. Or I'll just give you a call on your cell, either or.
Not a problem, brother. Yep. Whatever you want to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want these guys to come out. I really do, especially for that race. You know, it's... I hope they do come out, because I'm flying out. I ain't driving this time.
All right.
Put my little car in the airplane with you. Bring them all.
Well, listen, I'm gonna be doing a licensing for a pilot's license.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Then just buy a cargo plane, put them all in the plane, and bring them on out here.
That's it. I figure if I'm gonna be doing all these events, I better learn how to fly, man. Because you know what, and driving is a long time.
We can let you land it over there in Connie and them airport, Connie Coletta and them. They got an airport not too far from here, so you can land in there and take all the cars out and come on around there to the truck. And we can whoop up on y'all and put y'all back in the plane and send you back home.
Connie Coletta should have been doing that, having the air service for cars to get them bounced around everywhere.
Yeah, I'm quite sure there's probably going in and out of them planes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that'll be good. Well, we'll see. We'll get as many as we can out there.
Yeah, we got to get that show together out there, though. Everybody, you know, gather up and head out that way, you know.
We had a meeting with the guys from Vegas already, but now the guys in Bakersfield wanted it there. They wanted it in California. So now we got both tracks on the hook. We just got to wait and see if who's gonna want it more, and what schedule? Because there's nothing in March at either place.
So you guys don't have no grudge racing type races like we do at Milan and no ET stuff? You guys don't do nothing like that out there?